There aren't enough places to plug the cars in. Distribution of public charging stations is wildly uneven around the globe, and in many places, public charging remains very scarce. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Blueberry. You forgot blueberries.
I said blueberries.
Blueberries, blueberries.
Don't you ever talk that way to me.
Never! Never!
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
The following has been rated PC for politically correct.
Pay attention, you just may learn something.
It's the sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up.
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend.
What the hell's going on?
That's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Al Gore says, our democracy has been hacked by big money, and it was hacked by big money, he said, long before Putin did. Always nice to hear from Al Gore. Emails show that the Washington Post, New York Times reporter were unenthusiastic about covering the Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting. Not a double standard in the media, is there? And Representative Andre Carson, Democrat from Indiana, member of the House, says, quote, I'm right at the doorstep of impeachment for Trump, close quote. But the good news is he's taking a wait-and-see approach. And a columnist for the New York Times wrote something that really cheesed off Thomas Sowell. The columnist, letting you know that he's oh so concerned about the plight of black America, talked about the lingering effects of slavery, something that I hear a lot on the Larry Elder Show. We'll be getting into all that between now and the close of the program, 888-971-SAGE. But first, Will is in Salt Lake City, Utah. Will, you're on the Larry Elder Show. I appreciate your calling.
Hey, Larry. I want to just thank you for everything that you're doing. I appreciate you. I've got so much respect for you. I can't even begin to tell you how much. But next, I'm a 62-year-old white deplorable. And
my condolences.
Matthew, what's that?
I said my condolences.
Oh yeah, thank you. My Maxine Waters is out of her freaking mind, as far as I'm concerned. And Chuck Schumer also. The thing that I don't know if I can say this on the air or not, but the thing that pisses me off more than anything is the fact that Trump has got a good agenda. He's got a good Republican agenda, and the Republican Party will not get behind him. And it's just because of the stinking deep state and the establishment. And I'm so sick of that. And I'm not the only one. You know, every person I talk to is the same way. You know, I mean, we are so fed up with just the inactivity and just the wasting of time that they've done. You know, I mean, they could have repealed Obamacare by now. They could have tax reform by now. The one blessing that we've had is that Trump was able to appoint Gorsuch to a Supreme Court seat, and hopefully before he leaves office, he'll have one other appointment, which would be a conservative also.
Agreed. And let's also point out that border crossings are down because no longer is the welcome mat there. Anyway, Will, thank you very much for calling. I really do appreciate the kind remarks about the show. Look, all Donald Trump has to do is to improve the economy. You'll be astounded by how many problems that will cause to go away. Now, let me get back to real quickly to Rod Rosenstein. He is the deputy AG, the one who made the decision to appoint a special counsel. He was asked, are you going to go after journalists for publishing this top secret stuff?
The attorney general says that you are going to also review the policy when it comes to reporters and whether or not you'll try to subpoena information from them to disclose their sources. Here's how Mr. Sessions put it.
We respect the important role that the press plays, and we'll give them respect. But it is not unlimited. They cannot place lives at risk with impunity.
But the head of the Reporters Committee for the Freedom of the Press says what the Attorney General is suggesting is a dangerous threat to the freedom of the American people to know and understand what their leaders are doing and why. Your response?
I think that's an overreaction, Chris. The Attorney General has been very clear. You know, we're after the leakers, not the journalists. We're after people who are committing crimes. And so we're going to devote the resources we need to identify who is responsible for those leaks and who has violated the law and hold them accountable.
Now, let me tell you something. These reporters that are publishing information that is considered to be national security information, they could very well be prosecuted. Generally speaking, we don't go after them for all sorts of reasons, but not because legally it is impermissible. Barack Obama brought more actions against reporters for allegedly violating the Espionage Act than any other president combined. So it is not the case that these reporters are immune from liability for publishing. It is the fact that we generally don't do it because we feel that the idea of the chilling effect on the First Amendment, on the freedom of the press, is too great. So generally speaking, the political decision is made not to go after them. But if Donald Trump wanted to, he could. Now, we're finding out more and more about why Debbie Wasserman Schultz had this bizarre exchange with the head of the Capitol Hill Police in mid-May.
If the member loses the equipment, says they lose the equipment,
yes, ma'am,
and it is found by the Capitol Police, it is supposed to be returned.
If ownership has been established,
right,
it'll be returned. If it's subject to an ongoing investigation, there are additional things,
okay,
that need to be turned
but
over.
Not an ongoing investigation related to the member. If the equipment belongs to the member, it has been lost. They say it's been lost and it's been identified as that member's, and the Capitol Police is supposed to return it. Correct?
Well, it's not I can't give a yes or no answer on that because I know
it's a simple yes or no answer. If a member loses the equipment,
yes, ma'am,
and it is found by the Capitol Police or your staff, and it is identified as that member's equipment, and the member is not associated with any case, and that is their equipment, it is supposed to be returned. Yes or no?
Depends on the circumstances.
All right, so they went around and around and around on that. And the assumption was that somehow somebody had acquired Debbie Wasserman Schultz's computer they had, and she wanted it back. Now we find out that she was not referring to her computer. It's the computer that belonged to her AT guy, her IT guy.
Well, it sounds like a movie plot. A congressional aide is arrested at the airport by federal authorities, and then eventually he is charged with bank fraud.
Investigative reporter at the Daily Caller News Foundation, Luke Rosiak.
Exclusive story now from the Daily Caller. Exclusive from the Daily Caller.
Imran Awan was charged with bank fraud. Here to tell us more is a guy who's been following this story quite closely over the last couple of weeks and months, Luke Rosiak for the Daily Caller. Hi, Luke.
Luke Rosiak is an investigative reporter for the Daily Caller. He's been digging into this story for months now.
And this is a story that ABC and NBC decided they weren't going to cover.
His name is Imran Awan. Awan was arrested boarding a flight after wiring $283,000 from the Congressional Federal Credit Union to Pakistan.
Capitol Police have been investigating him since February for
a couple different things. Cybersecurity issues in terms of data apparently going to an offsite server for unknown purposes, and then also a variety of financial schemes. I've been writing about this guy for 5 months now, and I found a lot of really troubling things.
What's the implication behind the three Pakistani brothers doing information technology work for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and other Democrats, and I believe a couple of Republicans, in the House?
They weren't doing work for any Republicans. It was all Democrats.
In reading your reportage on this, it's very clear that this guy allegedly did a lot of shady stuff. But it was the access to very powerful Democrats that has a lot of people worried.
Yeah, as the IT guy, he was the one who set up email accounts for members of Congress, for dozens of them. So he could read any email sent and received by all these members of Congress. But there's a lot of red flags for these guys. I'm told that they were sending information to an offsite server. And when you look into their backgrounds, these guys have been accused of fraud repeatedly in civil lawsuits. They set up, it's really a bizarre story. They set up an LLC called CIA LLC, if you can believe it, while working for the House of Representatives. And this LLC, which was supposedly a car dealership, took $100,000 from an Iraqi politician.
Before they could nab him, though, he did manage to transfer $300,000 from the Congressional Federal Credit Union to that country, and his wife did manage to flee and successfully make it to Pakistan, where she is presumably enjoying that money. Police detained her at the airport and discovered $12,000 in cash hidden in a suitcase, but at that time they didn't have the legal mechanisms to stop her.
They've taken steps to hide the exact addresses that they're living in, and the wife, who was also on the payroll, has left for Pakistan since.
And this story gets ignored because of party affiliation and nothing more.
That is a Daily Caller montage. We come back. New York Times writer Nicholas Kristof said there's overwhelming evidence that centuries of racial subjugation still shape inequity in the 21st century, the lingering effects of slavery. Don't leave town.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Listen Clear is fully adjustable, so you can find the perfect way to hear almost everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-855-568-4327. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-855-568-4327. That's 1-855-568-4327. 1-855-568-4327.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Do you have a pool? Consider replacing your current pool pump with an ENERGY STAR-rated variable-speed pool pump and potentially save hundreds of dollars per year. Also, operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. reduces demand on the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
There's an older animal at Haven Humane who lost his loving home just waiting for you to come rescue him.
PALS Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. And right now, Blindsided is making a donation to this fund with every window covering order. Donations to this fund continue to provide homes for these older pets and honor the memory of this amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 10 years ago.
For window coverings, contact Blindsided today at 945-3969.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
It's the 10-year anniversary of the Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. With new behaviors, new information, and some new animals, this year's show will thrill, captivate, and inspire you. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Reading Bank of Commerce. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay, starting Saturday, May 27th. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? Wonderful.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Hi, Larry. I just wanted to say, when I listened to you on Hannity, and Geraldo was on, and Greg, I think his last name is Jarrett, was on, I was so impressed with all that you know. And I have not gone on your Facebook account, and I really would appreciate it if you would put posts of what you shared that night about the relationships between the presidents, and I think it was the attorney generals, and the language that was used with the reporter. There were so many things that you said that I had never heard of. You really are a well of information, and I want to thank you for not only educating me, but everyone that was listening that evening. Thank you, Larry.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Well, I'm going to be on Hannity again tonight with Greg Jarrett, their lawyer, talking about the conflict of interest and the double standards and the hypocrisy regarding this investigation when there was no investigation for Chinagate, no investigation for Fast and Furious, no investigation for Hillary's violation of the Espionage Act, no investigation for the Clinton Foundation, or put it like this, no special counsel. There was an investigation, but no special counsel. And I mentioned earlier about Sandy Berger, Bill Clinton's national security advisor. Can you imagine if Condi Rice had gone into the National Archives at the behest of George W. Bush and stolen documents, what people would be saying right now? She wouldn't be able to leave the house. Now, I need your help in a life-saving campaign. This drought in Haiti we've been talking about for the last several days has caused a massive, massive food crisis. 1.5 million people are now starving in this desperately poor country. A country, by the way, that's deeply rich in natural resources. Its political leadership is awful. Children going several days in a row without eating. Child malnutrition rates rising. Please write down this toll-free number so you can help. 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-HOPE. Or you can click on the Food for the Poor banner at LarryElder.com. Bailey is from Food for the Poor in Haiti today, and she tells us about the 15,000 people, 15,000, who will be coming to their feeding center just today for urgently needed meals.
In Port-au-Prince, we have one main center where we provide over 15,000 meals per day. So people could go with their buckets and get rice and beans and some proteins, other protein source, whether it's beef or chicken or some vegetables in a stew and given to them, and they'll take it home to feed maybe 5, 7, maybe 9 people in their household. And this happens from Monday to Friday.
Now, as you've just heard, the need obviously is urgent. Just $50 will give one child food for a year and water for life. Or $150 will feed 3 kids for a year. Please call and support Food for the Poor. My special toll-free number, 855-918-4673. Now, it's not an 800 number, but it's toll-free, 855-918-HOPE. Or click on the banner at LarryElder.com. My friend Thomas Sowell I met him about 25 years ago. I had done a special for C-SPAN. They broadcasted my entire show at the time. My show was 4 hours long. And they telecast the whole thing live. And I get a letter from Tom Sowell. He said, "My wife and I watched the entire 4 hours. Outstanding. You understand economics. I want to thank you for helping to educate the country." Now, that was like getting a letter from Elvis. I couldn't believe it. He and I are now very good friends. He invited me to spend the weekend with him one time. We went shooting. He's an accomplished photographer. He's got a website, by the way, with his photographs on there. They're amazing. And we just talked about everything. And since then, we've gotten together many times. When he comes to L.A., he always calls, and we get together. And one of the things that really, really gets his grits is this assertion of the lingering effect of slavery. You want to get Tom so upset and talking for hours nonstop. You talk about that. You talk about people like the New York Times writer. His name is Nicholas Kristof, very well-regarded writer. And he wrote a column and talked about the, quote, overwhelming evidence, close quote, of the, quote, lingering effects of slavery, close quote. Really. If family is success, is the key to success, then how can you attribute the breakdown of the black family in the last 50 years to slavery? Slavery was over in 1865. The big society, the war on poverty, started in 1965. At the time, 25% of black kids were born outside of wedlock. It was less than 10% of white kids born outside of wedlock. Now 25% of white kids are born outside of wedlock, and over 70% of black kids are. How do you attribute that to the lingering effects of slavery? How? I have a very good friend named Artie who lives in Chicago. Met Artie when I was in law school. He was undergraduate. He was an engineering student. And he's since gone on to start a company and doing very, very well. Well, years ago, we were having a political discussion, and he asked me why I was so, quote, hard on black people, close quote. Well, I didn't agree with that I was hard on black people, but I said, let me just take your analysis as accurate. If 25% of young Jewish boys had criminal records, if there was a 50% dropout rate among Jews living in the inner city, if the so-called leaders were blaming all of this on the Holocaust, and that the Jewish family had broken down to the point now where 70-some-odd kids were born outside of wedlock, and again, the Jewish leaders were attributing this to the Holocaust, what would you say? He said, I'd be furious. I said, that's exactly how I feel. I grew up in a neighborhood where there might have been one or two households where the kid did not have a mom and dad inside the house. And one of them, my friend Greg, his mother died. Outside of that, virtually every home, mom and dad inside the home. That is completely flipped now. Same neighborhood, it is rare. How do you attribute that to slavery? One more time, during slavery, a black child was more likely than today to be raised under a roof with his biological mother and biological father. This is the welfare state. The welfare state has done more damage to the nuclear intact family than even slavery did. And you see, this is something the left cannot deal with because it would require them to rethink everything. Rethink their approach to income inequality. Rethink their approach to race-based preferences. They'd have to stop being left-wing, and they can't do that. But for those of you on the left listening to my program, I don't believe that you're evil. I believe that for the most part, you are pursuing these policies because you think they are in the best interest of the people that you care about. But they are not. Your opposition to vouchers is damaging the ability of people to get a decent education. Your support for the welfare state is encouraging women to marry the government and allowing men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility. Your support for a $15 minimum wage means that a lot of young blacks are not going to get jobs, and a lot of people on fixed incomes now are going to have to pay more because they can't get higher income because they're on a fixed income. So when you jack up the minimum wage, employers increase the prices for goods and services. People on fixed income now have less money to spend. All of this is being done in the name of caring and compassion. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Tom Sowell has a comment on this when I come back. I'm Larry Elder. Don't leave town.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey, Abby, I hear it's your birthday. Any special plans?
Yes, dinner at Nello's Place. Nello's has been a Reading landmark for over 30 years and is known for their delicious Italian food. And what makes it even better is that Nello's Place has partnered with Haven Humane Society this month for Second Tuesday Dining.
They have some of the most delicious Italian food in town.
Please join us on Tuesday, September 12th at Nello's Place from 5 to 9 p.m. They've been kind enough to donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society care for the abandoned and unwanted animals of the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
All across America, The Larry Elder Show.
Hey, it's Alex calling from America's most dangerous city, Camden, New Jersey.
Sage, I'd like to see you get your hands on a record by Georgie Woods, the guy with the goods, popular Philadelphia Camden DJ from the 70s. The record is called Potato Salad. It's on the Fat Pack label. There's a nasty sax riff, and underneath he's yelling, "Oh, you girls, pull your girdles up now! Pull them up!" That would be a perfect background sound for a Maxine Waters soundbite. Please check that record out. Potato Salad by Georgie Woods on the Fat Pack label. Take care, man.
Will do. 888-971-SAGE. Now, 35 years after President Reagan crushed the Air Traffic Controllers Union for calling an illegal strike, big labor and the big airlines have their eyes on recapturing the air traffic control system. Their unwitting allies, Republicans on Capitol Hill, who want to spin off air traffic control to a federally funded independent nonprofit, a process they call privatization, but really is in name only. Big airlines and unions stand to gain $20 billion in giveaways. Their plan hands over decisions about infrastructure, funding, taxes, fees, and consumer complaints, to a board dominated by the commercial airlines. Big unions stand to gain as well, and they are lobbying for this new plan. Now, all of this is bad news for consumers. The new plan will raise ticket prices, make travel less safe. Supporters of the plan say this will help reduce flight times and delays, but this simply isn't true. Based upon what the Department of Transportation data shows us, our air traffic control system is not primarily flight delays, is not primarily the cause of flight delays. Airline scheduling practices are. And this proposal simply gives more money to the big airlines. Help stop this privatization plan in name only. Go to aviationacrossamerica.org to learn more. That's aviationacrossamerica.org. Or go to LarryElder.com and look for the aviationacrossamerica.org banner. Now, later on, we're going to play Thomas Sowell on the New York Times columnist talking about the lingering effects of slavery. But first, I mentioned earlier about the fact that Russiagate and Chinagate are very similar, and that there was no special prosecutor for Chinagate. I'm holding in my baby brown libertarian fingers an article from The Root. The Root is a left-wing website. It's a website that was set up for catering to black audiences. And I think the Washington Post owns it, if I'm not mistaken. In any case, it's a very left-wing website. And about a month after Trump goes into office, the big long article about how Russiagate is very similar to Chinagate. And I'm surprised at the source. It's the kind of article you'd expect to see on Breitbart or maybe on Fox, not on The Root. Listen to what the article says, and I'm quoting. Owned by Univision? Okay. Quote, "The similarities between Russiagate and Chinagate are uncanny." That's what the article says. I'm skipping. "A DOJ investigation into improper political fundraising activities have uncovered evidence that representatives of the People's Republic of China sought to direct contributions from foreign sources to the DNC before the 1996 presidential campaign. First, DNC gave back $2.4 million in questionable contributions. Then, from 1997 to 1999, Clinton quietly lifted the ban on American companies selling satellite and nuclear technology to China, a move that helped the Chinese military jump ahead almost 20 years. Calls by the FBI to appoint an independent counsel to investigate Chinagate were blocked by AG Janet Reno." Isn't that what the great Eldersky told you last week? "John Huang, a businessman, raised over $3 million for the Dems, much of it from Chinese government-run businesses, was rewarded with an unusually high security clearance and a position in the Commerce Department." What? "Johnny Chung, businessman, in 1996 took $366,000 directly from the head of the Chinese military intelligence and funneled it to the DNC and to the John Kerry campaign? Hello? Charlie Tree, a restaurateur from Arkansas looking to cash in on his friendship with Bill Clinton, took over $1 million from Chinese government-fronted companies and sent over $200,000 to the DNC. Now, where are all the people who are concerned about collusion with a foreign entity that is not exactly friendly towards the country? Is this thing on?" And one more time, the head of the FBI then, Louis Freeh, said, "If there is any reason for a special prosecutor, it is now." Now, again, this is a left-wing source. Headline, "Democrats must make sure Russiagate isn't like the 1996 Chinagate." Put it up on LarryElder.com and you see for yourself. Here's another one. Newsweek: "Trump's war on ISIS dramatically accelerated coalition gains in Iraq and Syria. So Donald Trump's changing of the rules of engagement are now paying off, and we're having more military successes against ISIS. I thought Trump hadn't done anything. I thought he hadn't made any changes. Here's another one. China is now putting pressure on North Korea to stop its nuclear testing. But I thought Trump was ineffective. I thought he wasn't doing anything. So now we're making more gains against ISIS. And now the Chinese are finally putting pressure on the North Koreans to stop their missile testing. But I thought Donald Trump wasn't having any effect. Let me say something that is having an effect.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Listen Clear is fully adjustable, so you can find the perfect way to hear almost everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-855-568-4327. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-855-568-4327. That's 1-855-568-4327. 1-855-568-4327.
The angels from Visiting Angels are standing by to care for the loved ones in your life who need in-home care. If you have a family member or friend who needs assistance at home with hygiene, meals, light housework, errands, or companionship, I hope you'll consider Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. If you know someone who wants to remain independent, these are the people who can help. Rates are surprisingly affordable, and up to 24-hour in-home care is available. You can even select your caregiver before care begins. Franchise opportunities are also available. With more than 500 franchised locations nationwide, there's an office near you. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com. For senior home care from the real-life angels of Visiting Angels, call toll-free 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care at 877-374-LIVE or online at visitingangels.com.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Back it up for you. Write that down. Tater salad. What you see, what you get.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Sage, Alex calling from America's most dangerous city, Camden, New Jersey. Sage, I'd like to see you get your hands on a record by Georgie Woods, the guy with the goods, popular Philadelphia Camden DJ from the 70s. The record is called Potato Salad. It's on the Fatback label. There's a nasty sax riff, and underneath he's yelling, "Oh, you girls, pull your girls up now. Pull them up!" That would be a perfect background sound for a Maxine Waters sound point. Please check that record out. Potato Salad by Georgie Woods on the Fatback label. Take care, man.
Don't eat chicken on Sunday. For the whole.
Black people should start their own political party.
To do what?
Should start their own political party.
No, not at this point. You've got to show that you're willing and you're able to put the numbers together and exercise your influence. We still are not voting our influence yet. I think what we should do is organize our power, exercise our power, particularly in the Democratic Party, because that's where most of us are. We should go to the conventions. We should be delegates. We should run for office, do all of that, and then you can raise that kind of question, whether or not we're strong enough to talk about organizing another party.
We're all gonna die!
That's black enough for you. Write that down.
I believe it is possible to impeach him. How long is it going to take? I don't know, but I give it to about December. And I think I give it to December. Our new special counsel, Mr. Mueller, has impaneled a grand jury, as you know, as of yesterday. And they will be involved with investigations, and they can do indictments also. So little by little, drip by drip, it's happening.
Get some chitters, y'all.
And he will say whatever he needs to say.
I know. You said that Vice President Pence is already planning his inauguration. Is that a joke or do you really?
It was a joke.
Okay.
What I wanted to do was needle them a little bit.
Okay.
Do
you think Pence will be better than Trump if he were?
No, and when we finish with Trump, we have to go and get Putin.
That's right.
He's next.
Putin or Pence?
Pence.
You mean Pence? We'll get two for one, Trump and Putin. Then we got to go after Pence.
That's right.
SAGE 888-971-7243. Now, you sent a message to the media and to the political elites last fall, loud and clear. You want an economic policy that focuses on the middle class, not on the political class, on your lives, not on their lives. The media elites did not get the message. They've been working nonstop since Election Day to undo your vote this summer. Democrat activists, with the media's help, plan on overwhelming the town halls of our congressmen and senators. That can't happen. You can stop it by showing up and being heard. That's why I'm urging you to go to StopIgnoringMyVoice.com. Find out what you can do. You voted for less money flowing to Washington, D.C. You voted for more money staying in the pockets of hardworking taxpayers just like you. You voted for tax cuts and draining the swamp in Washington, not stall tactics and delays. Don't let the media, mainstream, and the Democrats steal your voice or steal our town halls. Go to StopIgnoringMyVoice.com right now. That's StopIgnoringMyVoice.com. And find out how you can be heard. Here is Tom Sowell on the columnist Nicholas Kristof, who wrote about the lingering effects of slavery.
A column you wrote earlier this month. Nicholas Kristof, columnist for the New York Times, got under your skin, and not for the first time. Readers of your column will know. New York Times writer Nicholas Kristof, I'm quoting you, asserts that there is overwhelming evidence that centuries of racial subjugation still shape inequity in the 21st century, quote, closing quote, and he mentions, open quote, the lingering effects of slavery, close quote. And now this is Tom Sowell. If we wanted to be serious about evidence, we might compare where blacks stood 100 years after the end of slavery with where they stood after 30 years of the liberal welfare state.
Yes.
Explain that.
Well, in 1960, which would be almost 100 years after the end of slavery,
right,
22% of black kids grew up in homes with only one parent.
Just 22%?
Yes.
4 out of 5 were in homes with both parents?
Yes. 30 years later, after the liberal welfare state, that number had more than tripled. And so I say, let us compare, if we can speculate on how much that 22% was due to the legacy of slavery. But we know that that tripling was not due to the legacy of slavery. It was due to the legacy of a whole different set of policies. And you can look at it so many other ways. education. Stuyvesant High School in New York, as you know, you get into only by passing a very tough exam. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the percentage of black students who had gotten into Stuyvesant High School was less than one-tenth of the percentage of black students who had gotten into Stuyvesant High School 33 years earlier.
I didn't know that.
Dunbar High School in Washington, which was an elite black high school for a very long time, in 1993, the number of kids out of Dunbar High School who went on to college was less than it was 60 years earlier, which would have been in the depth of the Great Depression. And so you can run through a whole bunch of other things like that. Look at the housing projects. The housing projects in the first half of the 20th century, during that first 100 years after slavery, did not have the high crime rates, the murder rates, the graffiti, all the rest of it that we associate. None of that was there. In fact, the New York Times, I should, Christoph should read his own old papers, pointed out that on Saturday mornings, it was common in the housing project of this earlier era for parents to leave their doors unlocked, because some of the parents could afford television, some couldn't. So the ones who had television would leave their doors unlocked, and the kids from the other families could come down there and watch television with them. Well, now, the latest figures show that most people below the poverty line have two television sets and cable, but they wouldn't dare leave their doors unlocked in a public housing project.
I'm quoting that column again. Liberals have wreaked more havoc on blacks than the supposed legacy of slavery they talk about.
Yes.
You don't mean that hyperbolically.
No, I do not.
You mean it.
Yeah. Another thing, crime and violence. Now we take it for granted that there's crimes, tremendous levels of crime and violence in the black community. That was not always the case. In the 20s, it was very common for white celebrities, including George Gershwin and William Faulkner, to go up to Harlem not only for entertainment places, but to go into private homes of kids, people they knew. And Gershwin played Rhapsody in Blue and this home where Walter White lived.
More on Thomas Sowell and the legacy of slavery when we come back. I'm Larry Elder.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Four.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Hi, Larry. Love your show, Kathy in Woodland Hills. Say, if you replay the Debbie Wasserman Schultz recording that you just did where she was asking questions, she did do a little Freudian slip. She said, if a computer is lost, perhaps you could replay that and catch that Freudian slip. Thanks for your show, Larry.
888-971-SHGE. 888-971-7243 will do. But first, MyPillow sold 25 million MyPillows. Here's your chance to join millions who are sleeping better than they ever had. Take advantage of Mike's four-pack special. 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-890-1843 right now. Use the promo code Larry.
If the member loses the equipment, says they lose the equipment, and it is found by the Capitol Police, it is supposed to be returned.
If ownership has been established,
right,
it'll be returned. If it's subject to an ongoing investigation or additional things,
okay,
that need to be turned
but
over.
But not an ongoing investigation related to the member. If the equipment belongs to the member, it has been lost, they say it's been lost, and it's been identified as that member's, then the Capitol Police is supposed to return it. Correct?
Well, it's not I can't give a yes or no answer on that because I know
it's a simple yes or no answer. If you if a member loses the equipment,
yes, ma'am,
and it is found by the Capitol Police or your staff, and it is identified as that member's equipment, and the member is not associated with any case, and that is their equipment, it is supposed to be returned, yes or no?
Depends on the circumstances. And if the circumstances are...
I don't understand how that's possible. Member's equipment is member's equipment. Under my understanding, the Capitol Police is not able to confiscate member's equipment when the member is not under investigation. It is their equipment, and it's supposed to be returned.
Well, I think there's extenuating circumstances in this case, and I think that, you know, working through my counsel and the necessary personnel, if that in fact is the case, and with the permission of through the investigation, then we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way and should expect that there would be consequences.
Well, now we know that Debbie Wasserman Schultz was not concerned about her computer. Turns out she's concerned about the computer owned by this IT guy, the one that was busted leaving the country. And only then did Debbie Wasserman Schultz fire this guy. So this thing is going to get very, very interesting. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. More on Thomas Sowell and the so-called lingering effects of slavery. And what would Milton Friedman do to improve accessibility, to make healthcare more cheap, to improve the quality of healthcare? Milton Friedman gave his thoughts to a bunch of doctors at the Mayo Clinic, including going after the AMA for artificially limiting the number of doctors, and going after the rules and regulators for barriers to entry. I'm Larry Elder. Don't leave town.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a
Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hey, Abby, I hear it's your birthday. Any special plans?
Yes, dinner at Nello's Place. Nello's has been a Reading landmark for over 30 years and is known for their delicious Italian food. And what makes it even better is that Nello's Place has partnered with Haven Humane Society this month for Second Tuesday Dining.
They have some of the most delicious Italian food in town.
Please join us on Tuesday, September 12th at Nello's Place from 5 to 9 p.m. They've been kind enough to donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society care for the abandoned and unwanted animals of the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Over 40 people were injured so far this weekend in fights and clashes between white supremacists and counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. A 32-year-old woman was killed when a male driver plowed into a crowd of people leaving the downtown area after police and riot gear shut down demonstrators. A 20-year-old Ohio man has been taken into custody and identified as the alleged driver. President Trump says his administration opposes what's been going on.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
Later in the afternoon, two people were killed when a police helicopter providing aerial support crashed nearby Charlottesville. Two people died inside the helicopter. No one on the ground was hurt. A fight over a Ten Commandments display in New Mexico is drawing the attention of a number of states.
A coalition of nearly two dozen states is stepping into a New Mexico dispute over a Ten Commandments monument. Attorneys general from 22 states are supporting city leaders in Bloomfield, New Mexico, who want the U.S. Supreme Court to help decide whether the commandments display should be removed from the lawn outside City Hall. They're led by the Texas Attorney General, who argues that governments shouldn't be forced to censor religion's role in history because some people are offended. New Mexico attorneys representing Bloomfield say guidance from the Supreme Court is needed because various lower courts are using different standards to evaluate whether such monuments are permissible. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The Republican-controlled Texas Senate backed a plan Saturday night to restrict insurance coverage for abortions. Opponents expressed concern it could force some women to make heart-wrenching choices because no exceptions will be made in cases of rape or incest. Preliminary approval requires women to purchase extra insurance to cover abortions except amid medical emergencies. A final vote is Sunday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
This week, President Trump declared the opioid misuse epidemic a national emergency. Dr. Charles Snyderman tells us more.
Drugs derived from opium are very effective pain relievers, but can also cause the brain to crave more opiates. Abuse of these powerful drugs is now one of the most common causes of death in the U.S., especially in people under 30. The emergency declaration was requested by a panel of experts on drug abuse. It will increase federal involvement in treatment, education, sharing of data between states, and enforcement of criminal laws. This is Dr. Charles Snyder reporting from Washington.
China has expressed its strong dissatisfaction with the U.S. over the Navy's latest freedom of navigation operation in which a warship sailed past one of China's man-made islands in the strategic South China Sea. A foreign ministry spokesman said the U.S. move severely undermines China's sovereignty and security and severely endangers the safety of frontline personnel of both sides. China claims virtually the entire South China Sea. More on these stories at townhall.com. A lawsuit is testing previous court rulings on school liability when bullying on campus leads to a child suicide.
The parents of an 8-year-old Ohio boy who hanged himself from his bunk bed with a necktie are testing the issue of school liability in suicides blamed on bullying. The wrongful death lawsuit against Cincinnati Public Schools cites repeated examples of their son and others being bullied at his elementary school. Courts in the past have been reluctant to second-guess school administrators. Bob Agnew reporting.
Cosmetics giant Revlon plans to invest $16 million and create 55 new jobs at its North Carolina plant over the next 3 years, expanding the facility in Oxford to produce more Elizabeth Arden products. The facility's 40 miles north of Raleigh, opened 1986 and currently employs about 1,300 people. It's the largest private employer in Granville County and the biggest plant Revlon has around the world. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
Join us Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 for Reading Beer Week.
Carl and I will be serving New Glory craft beer along with some of your local favorites.
That's right. Not only that, but food's going to be available, appetizers, and you can play pool while enjoying your suds.
That's Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934, right next to Woody's.
Starts at 3 p.m. and goes to 7 p.m. Come on down and buy Ted and I a beer.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
At Buffalo River Works, in all its industrial splendor, in beautiful downtown Buffalo, New York, USA. For your pleasure and convenience, the General has eliminated all enemies of pleasure within a 10-mile radius for today's show. As we make America great again, one cigar, one libation, one steak at a time. Lieutenants, stand up, be heard, as the global alpha male is ready to conduct non-stop alpha male pleasure maneuvers. And now, your 5-star commanding general, Cigar Dave!
Thank you.
Okay, that's it for me. Thanks for coming. So long. Welcome to my hometown of Buffalo, New York, for Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers. And special thanks to our acting Puff Muffins, Puff Muffin Mrs. Harem of Wanchina, and Puff Muffin Portuguese Princess Colleen. Today, as we welcome you, it is our annual Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in the city of Buffalo, where I was born, where I grew up. And it is great to be back home, where I can tell you the aroma of cigars is wafting through this great Buffalo River Works complex. We have great food, great delicacies, and there's not a vegan or a Democrat in sight. Life is good! Long-ass greetings and salutations, a long-ass snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. What do I always say, lieutenants? Long live the Alpha! Make America great again. And we welcome you front and center, coast to coast. If you are listening to us anywhere on the network and you are not here in Buffalo, you are missing a great time. We have several hundred of our great friends here enjoying Good Life Maneuvers. Today, our show presented by Gurkha Cigars. And before we get going, as always, we've got our entire crew. First up, I will say that our good esteemed friend and colleague, Mick the Brick, could not cross the pond, could not make it. He's still swimming somewhere, we believe, in the English Channel, but we will have him back at an upcoming show. But, as always, let me introduce our crew and our special guests. First, we've got a great show for you today, by the way. We've got eight different spirit companies, and we've got Palmer Ranch and Cattle Company. We've got a fantastic show, as always. But first up, the official voice talent of the Cigar Dave Show. You hear him on the World Wrestling Entertainment commercial, coast to coast. Major voice talent. Voice talent Ed. Greetings, Ed.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction, General. Good to see you all. You asked me a while ago, did I bring my A game? And I...
Actually, Ed, I think I said, make sure you bring your B game, because that could be an improvement.
Oh, I keep the B and the C in the back pocket all the time in case you don't. But what I was going to say was great broadcasters like you and Buffalo weatherman legend Kevin O'Connor. What I lack, I'll pick up by osmosis. Right? Does that make any sense?
I have no idea what you just said, because I couldn't hear you.
Oh.
And Steve, let's bring up the my audio here on the speaker so
we'll
I can
bring
hear
up
there
the
we
highlights.
Go, much better. All right, it's fantastic. Well, voice talent Ed, outstanding. Great to have you as always. Next up, we go to, in the left rear corner, we go to Lieutenant Gary, who is in charge of our logistic operations, the man that got all the different spirits and the coffee. We've got Goodrich Coffee and Palmer Ranch. Give it up for Lieutenant Gary. Great job, Gary.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. General, like we say every year, we try to top last year's show, and we always try to wonder how we're going to accomplish that. But obviously, as you can look around, we have several great of Buffalo's best distilleries. We have a coffee brewer. We have Tinderbox back there, Palmer Beat Wagon, and some great food and cigars. So I'm glad you're here in Buffalo, and we're looking forward to a great show.
All right, and next up, we move to the center. We've got Captain Paul, front and center.
General, welcome back to Buffalo. We always love to see you, and you always seem to come at the right time in the summer. Can't figure that out.
Yeah, just what I want to do is come to Buffalo December to February when it's 10 degrees. Remember, I live in the cigar city of Tampa now. We don't have snow in the winter.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a lot of guests here today from all over the country, and I want to welcome you all to the City of Good Neighbors, Buffalo. This is our second... Our second show at Riverworks. Last year we were on the other side. This year we're here, more open, more air. It's an absolute spectacular day. We're going to have a great show today.
No doubt about it. And then next up, we've got, as always, our XO, my XO, the executive officer, XO Tim. Greetings, Tim.
General, welcome everybody to Riverworks. I just have to let you know we are in the safest part of the country. We are surrounded by every branch of the military here today.
Outstanding. And we're going to introduce many of them. And by the way, XO Tim, nice job filling in for Mick the Brick, warming up the crowd. But I need to hear you say, hello, Buffalo Soldiers.
Hello, Buffalo Soldiers. I didn't have my size 5 shoes from Nick, you know?
And you got to squat down to be mixed appropriate, correct height.
Hello.
Much better. There you go. When I can't see him, then I know it's Mick the Brit. And then let's go to our acting Puffa. Puff Muffin Lori is attending the birthday party of her father. Her father turns 90 years old this weekend. She's in Connecticut, so she's got a good excuse. But filling in very capably, we have two of our lovely Puff Muffins. We've got Puff Muffin Mrs. Harem of One, Gina, who is one of the acting Puff Muffins. Nice job, Gina, today, by the way, on the entrance.
Thank you, General. Welcome back.
And I should tell our radio audience coast to coast that you couldn't see this, but we will have video and pictures posted a little bit later on at CigarDave.com. But I came in from the rear, a little surprise, and as I walked in, we had two trays of cigar, booze, libations, and it was you and Portuguese Princess Colleen that made sure I was properly libated. And properly nourished, and got the little stains off my lips and everything in my mouth with the napkins. Very nice job. Nice work.
We wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you, General.
Outstanding. Now, let us move over into the pooch pit. No beta males, no balls, no admittance. First up, let us say hello to the great Colonel Ange.
Long answers, General. Welcome, everybody. Hi, boss. What's up?
Colonel Ange, as always, you are outdoing yourself. You've got a huge menu today. You've been working nonstop since yesterday.
Yes, sir.
So give us a rundown of what we're going to sample today.
We have on the menu the General's Menu, smoked and secured buffalo wings. Grandma Ida's grilled pastrami Reuben sandwich.
Grandma Ida never grilled it, but you're going to give the twist on it.
Grandma Ida would have grilled it if you would have got that little switch fixed on the grill. You know, what's the matter with you, David? We have the Make America Great Again Alpha Espresso Steak. It's a beautiful
from Palmer Ranch and Cattle Company.
That's right. Thank you, Palmer Ranch. Thank you, Nick, Mark. And we have a Fake News Fish Fry. You guys are going to love that one. And last but not least, there's something else obvious that's on the menu, General. I'm trying to remember what it was. I didn't write it down. It was, this pig. The whole hog.
We've got the whole hog, and I want to bring in Butcher Dave, because Butcher Dave, we have got an entire pig that is roasting there, and so tell us about that.
This pig is 60 pounds. It's been roasting since 8 o'clock this morning. Brought it in. It was easy to get here. It didn't fight me at all.
I'm sure it didn't.
But welcome home. It's always great to be in the presence of the alpha male in charge.
Did you think this? Did that pig, you think, yesterday morning know it was going to get whacked and be roasting on a spit? Probably had no clue. But when you told me we were going to have a roast pig, I said, wait a minute. We have to name that pig. I mean, look at that. That is a beautiful-looking hog right there. We have to name it. So I was trying to come up with some names, so I have a couple of ideas. So I want to run them by our audience here. So first of all, Colonel Ange, I said, what is appropriate to name a pig? And the first thing I came up with was Rosie O'Donnell. So I've got Rosie O'Donnell, but I said, wait a minute. I'm thinking, maybe there's another name that we should come up with. Maxine Waters. I couldn't decide. So we're going to name the pig Rosie Maxine. And there's only one place that we've got two cutouts of their faces. There's only two places, actually one place, that their picture should go right in the ass of the pig. Wait, we got to adjust Maxine here. Hang on a second. There we go. So we have Rosie and Maxine. That will be the name of the pig today. I'm not sure how that's going to taste after we stuck that in there, but I think it's only appropriate we name that pig. So, and how long, by the way, Butcher Dave, did that take?
It's going to take 5 to 6 hours.
Wait, we got to be here till 5 o'clock today?
It'll be done by 2.
2 o'clock? What time did you start this morning? 9?
Yes.
Outstanding. Look at that. By the way, that is the first that we've had a roast pig. So we are making history here on the Cigar Dave Show at the Alpha Pleasure Fest. All right. As always, we have some very special guests I would like to recognize. First up, I got to start the show with my mother, Cigar Mother Piera, front and center on the table. Stand up, Cigar Mother Piera. And then in the table behind, we've got Cigar Sister Lynn. There you go. Now, I've got several very important people and mentors that are at my reserve table front and center. A guy that hired me when I was 15 to go work at Channel 2. Longtime mentor, longtime friend, dean of Buffalo Sports for many years, Ed Kilgore. By the way, Ed, Is it true? I heard Scott Levin's coming back. Is it true you're coming back, too, to do the sports? Well, let's get that microphone up, please. Tim's microphone. You coming back, Ed?
Yeah, I say it'll be tomorrow. 3-1, 2-0, and here's a partial 6.
And you're good to go. Okay. By the way, Ed, I read the what's the name of your book that you wrote?
Oh, As I've Seen It, pretty much Wide Right. I hate telling this. Wide Right, No Goal, and Other Buffalo Sports Stories.
And when did that book come out?
Came out in 2011.
And it still has not made the New York Times bestseller list.
No, there are plenty of copies available.
I know that. I got a case shipped out. I don't know how many
if
times
want,
did I read the book.
If you want 200 of them, I can get them to you by this afternoon.
Now, Ed, you also have a new addition to the Kilgore family. You have a new dog, correct? What do you have, a Lasso Opso?
No, it's a Shih Tzu, and his name is Berwick. Berwick.
That's
a Shih Tzu.
Ed,
I'm trying to be politically correct here.
Yeah, I remember the days when you were an alpha and had two German shepherds. Now, look what you've got. You've got a Shih Tzu.
Dave,
Ed,
unlike
that's a glorified
you.
Cat.
Dave, unlike you, I got married.
Well, there's a reason I have all my assets intact. All right, Ed, great to have you. And right next to him is a man also that has been an instrumental mentor on many levels and good friend. He is a legend in Buffalo sports. He was the quarterback at Bennett High School, University of Buffalo, when they were Division I. Buddy Ryan was the defensive coordinator at University of Buffalo when this man quarterbacked the team. He was the head coach of the University of Ottawa. He's in the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, the Canadian Sports Hall of Fame. My good friend, Don Gilbert. Don, the Bills may need a quarterback after week 5. Are you ready?
I'm excited to be here.
Outstanding. And then also another good friend. You know him. He's a legend in Buffalo. And I always say he had a game show. I think it was, 5 weeks, Kevin?
It was go, and after 10 weeks, we added the letters N-E.
Gone.
It was gone.
It was gone. Kevin O'Connell from Channel 2 here in Buffalo. And also want to, where's John Russo, senior and junior from Hamburg Brewing? Stand up. We've got them, one of our great presenting sponsors, as always. John, great to have both of you, both John Russos here. And then also we've got Nick Palmer and Jessica Palmer from Palmer Ranch and Cattle Company. Off to the left, we've got the Meatmobile. There's 1,000 pounds of meat in that Meatmobile. Not a vegan in sight. It's a beautiful thing. Also, Jim Dvorak from the Tinderbox. I think Jim has finally come up for air. It was busy over there, so I want to welcome them. And also, we got to thank Nick from Global Wine and Spirits helping us get all our great spirits. Has everybody sampled the spirits and the wines, by the way? Off the charts. Western New York distilleries are back in a very big way and can compete nationally. Also, from our presenting sponsors, they're going to join us momentarily. We've got over to my right, your left, Kaizad Hansodia, the owner of Gurkha Cigars. Kaizad, come on. There you go. We've got Juan Lopez, the VP of Sales, and we've got Carlos Yacatorano, VP of Operations, Patrick Bush, their sales rep, front and center. Raise your hand, Patrick. There you go. Outstanding. And they're going to be joining us, and I know everybody's enjoying the great cigars. So we have an action-packed program for you today. We are going to take calls, 877-DAVE-007. If you're listening coast to coast, we will do our best to sneak in a few calls, and if you get in, you'll get the same 6-cigar Gurkha sampler pack that all of our guests here at the Alpha Pleasure Fest received. I am Cigar Dave, the General, and the Global Alpha Male. We are coming to you front and center from my hometown of Buffalo, New York. It's the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water. Let the good times roll.
If you miss any of the General Show, you can catch up anytime with the Cigar Dave mobile app, presented by Diamond Crown. Listen to the most recent show simply by opening the app with our continuous replay, or you can download a podcast of a past show. Search Cigar Dave in the App Store to get it.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
As a cigar connoisseur, one of the pleasures that we derive is walking into our retailer's humidor and seeing the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. 9 years ago, I had the idea that I wanted to share great cigars with the cigar lieutenants. So, the Officers Club was born. Every month, you will receive three fantastic premium cigars direct to your door, shipped in a very dapper Officers Club customized Ziploc cigar pouch. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. No long-term contracts. You can cancel whenever you want. You enjoy great cigars right to your door. Names like Perdomo, Diamond Crown, Brick House, San Latano, Rocky Patel, Torano, CAO, Avo, Camacho, Greycliff, and many more. Join the Officers Club today. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95, you'll get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
We're making America great again to preserve the American way of life. Long live the Alpha and the General Cigar Dave.
And we welcome you back to the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, Buffalo River Works, downtown. Gorgeous day in Buffalo, about 75 degrees. Sun has come out, nice little breeze. It is perfect weather today. And I want to welcome three longtime friends here to our main stage at the Alpha Pleasure Fest from our presenting sponsor, Gurkha Cigar. First up, the owner, longtime friend, Kaizad Hansodia. Kaizad, welcome to my hometown of Buffalo.
Thank you, my friend. It's great to be here. First time in Buffalo. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for the hospitality. You guys were great.
And also want to welcome Juan Lopez, VP of Sales. Juan, good to see you.
General, how are you, sir? Good seeing you again.
Good. And on the very end, we've got Carlos Yaca Torano, the Vice President of Operations. So we've got the major domos from Gurkha Cigar. And Kaizad, I remember 20 years ago, about 21 years ago, was the Cigar Retailers Convention at the Orlando Marriott World Center. And I'm walking down to get ready to do a show, and this guy is following me with an attaché case. And he stops me and he says, General, my name is Kaizad Hansodia. I've got this new cigar called Gurkha. I want to give you a sample. It's a great cigar. He pulls out his attaché case, opens it up. There's 20 cigars. That was his entire inventory. And he gave me one cigar. And when we come back, we will talk about that. And we'll also, for the lightation ceremony, we will light up their brand new cigar that we are launching here in Buffalo. That we're all going to enjoy the Gurkha Master Select. So when we come back, we will talk about the story of Gurkha Cigars. We'll talk about some new cigars they've got. As we continue front and center, there's ample amount of food, ample amount of libations, ample amount of pleasure. Front and center from the Cigar Dave Apple Pleasure Fest on the water, Buffalo Riverworks, downtown Buffalo.
The August selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is a Cornelius and Anthony sampler, including the new Ariel, This Ecuadorian Connecticut is a handsome cigar with refined complexity. Cornelius and Anthony Ariel has subtle notes of coffee, wood, and leather, and leaves a lingering sweetness on the palate with its velvety smoke. Look for the Cigar Dave Officers Club Cornelius and Anthony Sampler in your mailbox. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
It's an exquisite day here at the Jensen Estate Patio overlooking the 13th Green.
And we're underway. Jim Jensen has chosen his favorite stick.
The Diamond Crown No. 4 by J.C. Newman.
See the way he holds the cigar, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent balance and heft.
Ooh, he's eyeing the silky Connecticut Shade Wrapper, fermented twice for the smoothest, richest flavor.
And hand-rolled by the Fuente family with a blend of 6 to 7 distinct Dominican and Caribbean Basin tobacco leaves.
Each lovingly aged for at least 5 years. Oh, now Jensen's lighting up the Diamond Crown.
He's got a precision burn, Tom.
Those highly complex flavors with hints of dark chocolate really deliver, Bill.
Yes, like all cigars in J.C. Newman's premium Diamond Crown line.
That'd be the highly rated Maximus and the Julius Caesar.
Ah, now Jensen's settling in, rolling the rich smoke through his nose.
Look at the satisfaction on his face, Bill.
Oh, a thing of beauty, Tom.
Experience the premium Diamond Crown brand by J.C. Newman at select retailers or Diamond Crown Lounge near you. Find us on Facebook at J.C. Newman Cigar Co. or visit Diamond.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, Abby, I hear it's your birthday. Any special plans?
Yes, dinner at Nello's Place. Nello's has been a Reading landmark for over 30 years and is known for their delicious Italian food. And what makes it even better is that Nello's Place has partnered with Haven Humane Society this month for Second Tuesday Dining.
They have some of the most delicious Italian food in town.
Please join us on Tuesday, September 12th at Nello's Place from 5 to 9 p.m. They've been kind enough to donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society care for the abandoned and unwanted animals of the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
consistent and secure supply of Gurkha Pleasure Sticks available for the general to enjoy. It's time for Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water Cigar Lightation Maneuvers.
And we welcome back front and center, Kaizad Hansodia. We've got Juan Lopez, Carlos Yacatorano from Gurkha Cigars, and the cigar that is being launched today at the Alpha Pleasure Fest is the new Gurkha Master Select. Now, I say new one, but it's really an oldie but goodie that you brought back, so let's talk about this Gurkha Master Select.
Absolutely, General. So the Master Select, here you go, Mike, a second. Master Select was one of the top-selling brands for Gurkha back in 2001 through about 2005-06. It's a very complex blend with a beautiful Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. The binder filler, it's all five-year-old. Nicaraguan from the three different regions of Nicaragua, Jalapa, Condega, and Esteli. Reason we brought the cigar back, it's not just because of my popular demand from the customer base. It took us 6 years to finally be able to gather enough of this tobacco to bring back the original blend that we brought out in 2001. So we're happy to share it with you guys. It's a medium body cigar, General. A ton of flavor, a lot of sweetness to it, a little bit of nuttiness to it. Really, really complex. And we're happy to launch it here in beautiful Buffalo. And I had a chance to thank all of you guys for coming out and supporting Gurkha, the guys at the Tinderbox, and obviously the General, the man here in Buffalo. So thank you guys for coming out and supporting us. We greatly appreciate it.
And it is wonderful to have all of you here in Buffalo, in my hometown. Hey, let's get some more music back, return audio. I want to get some of that music cranking, get everybody in a festive mood here. So let's get that cranked up a little bit more if we can. There we go. All right, Voice Talent Ed, continue, please. Whoop, we need his mic. That would be good. Voice Talent Ed.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
I have got myself sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready to do work on this new Gurkha Master Select.
Maximum BTU flame-producing incendiary combustion deployment device.
And we've got Acting Puff Muffin, Portuguese Princess Colleen. What we have here is a butane blowtorch. Is this on? Oh, well, let's turn that off for a second until we get ready to commence lightation maneuvers. We've got about a gallon of liquid propane in here. This is going to be a unique way to light the cigar. So do we have a fire department here just in case?
We have a fire extinguisher.
You got a extinguisher? Okay, good.
Cigar pre-lightation alpha pleasure list, checklist, pleasure checklist complete. Area sealed and secure from all known enemy threats. Unleash the fire and fury that the world has never seen before upon today's Gurkha Pleasure Stick in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut as always. Bring that a little closer to me, Kaizad. There we go. We've got the propane torch. It is on.
The blowtorch. Watch out.
What's your Dave? You got the fire extinguisher ready to go?
Ready to go, General.
Outstanding. Oh, look at this. This has got like a multi-flame action here. And this thing is hot. Hot as that pig being roasted right now. Toast to the foot of that cigar, and I will puff and rotate. See, everybody else got to enjoy their cigars for the last 2 hours. I am now finally catching up, and I can tell you the aroma of the cigars here is fabulous. Great draw. Now, outstanding. Doesn't need a lot of butane when you've got a big blowtorch like that. And I had one yesterday last night at our little dinner that we had at Cigar Mother Pierre's home. And very nice, very medium in flavor, nice notes, almost like some nuttiness to it, but just a very balanced, very smooth cigar. So it's definitely for somebody that's looking for something in the medium body category. It's not overly powerful. Goes great with anything. If you're going to have some stone crabs or some lobster, even a steak from Pomeranchi cattle, you're good to go, all good. So when you had to re-blend this, you had to go back to the original factory and get the original blend. How were you able to match it up almost identical?
Right, so the original...
Hang on a second. What I want to do is I want to get
hear me enough? Oh, here we go. No, nice and loud.
Tell you what, we're going to take that off for a second. So we'll let Juan talk for 1 second and explain that while I just...
You hear me now?
Carlos is mic.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Juan. All right. I think I'm pretty good now, right?
Yeah,
so Carlos and I went down, you know, Kay sent us down to the factory and... we finally were able to secure some tobacco, and the original blend was made in conjunction with the Torano family, which, you know, he's part of the Torano family, and he's been now with the company for 3 years.
3 years in October.
Yeah, 3 years in October, and obviously a valuable asset to the company. So we went down there,
And we always wanted to bring something back that worked really well for Gurkha. In that Gurkha, and making complex cigars. So we went down there, finally we were able to secure the same exact blend. We went to the Olivas family, which we worked with back with the Torano days, and we're able to create exactly the same blend. I actually think it's even better. What we're doing differently in our case now is we're letting it sit a little bit longer. Just the longer you let it sit, the longer the tobaccos marinate. Like General was saying, the better the flavors, the more complexity you pick up from the cigar. So that was a big thing that we wanted to do. So I'll let Carlos take over a little bit to explain to you guys, you know, the whole process that we have to go through to get this accomplished.
Well, this was a project of love because it's something my family made for Kaizet and Gurkha years ago. So when we visited bringing this back, it was something that I had a special interest in it. So it's been several years in the making. We had the original blend, but obviously the crops changed. So we wanted to make sure we got it back to what it was originally. So in all the testing, all the blending, all the tobaccos that we brought in, it took us months to nail down the exact blend profile that we wanted to reach back to that original Master Select that we were so successful with. So when we went down earlier this year, and I kind of presented Juan and I with the final product that we had, and we smoked it, we just fell in love with it, and we were excited to bring back the Master Select, and we're happy to have you guys be the first in the country to enjoy it as we're launching it here with you guys in Buffalo.
And everybody in Buffalo, I think, for the next month is going to be the first in the country to get this exclusively at Tinderbox in Williamsville. And, you know, it's interesting because when I come down and visit you all the time, and let me explain what happens when I go to Gurkha. Come walking in, and we go into Kaizad's office. And Kaizad's got this palatial office. Even when he was at a smaller building, always a palatial. You come walking in there, there's leather chairs. You know, he's got, what do you have, like 150 different kinds of libations ready to go. Then that doesn't include the bar that's upstairs. And you know, of course, we have our little Cafe Cubano. We can sample different cigars, and you're always saying, here, try this, try this, try this. And we tried this. Actually, this was around February where you gave me a cigar, but you wouldn't tell me what it is. Correct. And I said, it's great. And he said, well, we're still working on it. We're close. And I said, I think you hit it. It's great. What is it? You wouldn't tell me. Now we know what it is. How long did you work on the blend to get that right?
Well, that took us a while. Securing the tobacco was key, and obviously that's what, you know, Kaiser is hands-on on making sure we get the best tobaccos. And what separates Gurkha from other companies, and I always like to talk our consumers, is when you're buying from other companies, a lot of people make great cigars. Where we're a little bit different is that we secure great tobaccos from the best growers. So when you do that, you're able to combine these great tobaccos, not just concentrate on one component. So let's say I'm a Padron. Padron uses only Padron tobacco. We buy from ASP. We buy from Oliva, John Oliva. We buy from the best growers, so then we're able to blend these great cigars for that reason.
Kaizad, I was telling a story a few minutes ago about how we first met. You kind of chased me down at the Orlando World Center of Marriott at the Cigar Retailers Convention, and you pulled out, you had an attaché case.
Yep.
They were big back in the day, Kaizad. Attaché cases were big. And you opened it up, and you had 26, and I think that was your entire supply. Is that about right?
Correct. Maybe for 40. The show. Maybe for the show, yes.
maybe that was about it. And you said, my brand is called Gurkha. And I said, what is a Gurkha? And you gave me an interesting history lesson, and, of course, it's very fascinating. So let's talk about exactly the history, the roots of Gurkha, because it's really a historical brand, and what the symbol on all of the bands of the cigar, your logo, represents.
Okay. So the Gurkhas are the Nepalese warriors. They were the special forces of the British military for over 200 years. They were they started off as the first special forces unit in India for the British. And in the old days, it was very, very prestigious for a young officer to take over a Gurkha battalion or a Gurkha squadron. And so, around 250 to 300 years ago, when the British were in countries like India and Jamaica, and they were in godforsaken countries where there was nothing there to do, the British made sure they always had two items. That was tobacco and alcohol. Usually it was gin, and it was basically, that's the only thing they had. There was no TV, there was no music, and for a poor soldier who was in godforsaken Madras, India 250 years ago, living in an outpost, that was his only enjoyment. So the British made sure they always got their pipe tobaccos and their cigars. And what happened was it was a regimental cigar. It was basically meant for the military, for the British military. And so they started giving the nickname the Gurks for the cigars. And the name just stuck on. And that's how you get the regimental cigar of the Gurkhas from the British military. The company basically disappeared for a period of years, and then it opened up again in 1920. Again, it disappeared, came back. And when I was in, actually, I was in the watch industry for my family's business, and I had no pedigree in the cigar industry, none whatsoever. So in 1988-89, I was in Goa, India, and I basically picked up, I saw these guys, and I wanted to buy a corporate gift for our, you know, for our clients. And I see these guys were rolling out these cigars, and I said, damn, I know these cigars. This is a great little brand. So I started talking to them, got drunk over a couple of bottles of rum, cheap rum, that is. And so I bought every box they had, and I bought the brand. $145. Okay, it was a dead brand. So then I give it to my clients in the U.S., and at that time, the cigar boom was just happening. And most of my clients, I didn't have any cigar cup. I had zero distribution in any of the cigar shops. The only people we knew were in the duty-free companies who used to work with us. So I gave them out as corporate gifts on a Christmas. 2 months later, they go, hey, these cigars were pretty good. Can you send me some more? And I said, yeah. So after the third time I talked to them, they said, listen, we want to buy them from you. I'm sending you a purchase order. Fill it in and send it to us. I said, shit, I have no clue. Tobacco. And I realized there was absolutely crap out there. It was the same packaging, same boxes, the paper, you know, paper fillet boxes and everything else. And I'm looking for a product that a person doesn't smoke every single day, but at the same time, you know, he can spend that extra money and come out with some cigars, which would be really high end. None. The most expensive cigar in those days was a Davidoff at $8. Fuente, I remember, was $1.50, $1.79. Most of the cigars in those days were at that price point. So I go and talk. The only person I knew in the tobacco industry was a guy named Andy Perez and David.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin. And in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
And they used to buy every single product from us, so we never had production, enough production. So we grew very organically, very small. And lucky for us, we didn't need the money that we had to sell to survive, and we would, you know, our product, one thing about us, our quality control was extremely high. We always wanted the best. You're going to pay for it, but it was the best. And that's what happened. So I started designing the band, started working with the boxes, and we changed the whole industry. So what happened was we basically came out with, you know, you eat with your eyes first. So, you know, what you see is like, wow, that's fantastic. You know, I love these boxes. This box is gorgeous. And that's exactly what we started doing. We came out with artisan boxes. And our advertising basically were the boxes. You know, people, nobody threw away Gurkha boxes. They would always keep them. They would keep them everywhere. The ladies loved them. I mean, they wouldn't mind. They would actually tell their husbands, buy that box so I can keep it for my jewelry. So times changed. And basically, there was a huge metamorphosis with our company. You know, from a small family-run company, which we still are, we basically made it a little bit more corporate, not too much. And the expansion went on. And we're still at a 20 to 30% growth every single year, which is amazing. I remember meeting Cigar Dave in the Orlando IPCPR, and that was my first IPCPR. So I'm walking with some samples, and I'm looking at everybody, and I meet him. And I said, here, you've got to try this cigar. And he's looking at me like, who are you? What are you doing here? And, you know,
where's your... those three questions.
Yeah, exactly. And where's your booth? And I said, don't have a booth, General.
It's my briefcase.
Sorry, this is my briefcase. Enjoy it. And give me a call after you smoke the cigar and tell me what you think. He goes, wait a second. You're the crazy guy who's got those expensive as hell cigars, you know, like $14 to $20 and $35 cigars. I go, yep, that's us. And you go, and most people, 99% of the industry said, these guys are going to be out of business in the first year. No one will pay this kind of money for the cigars. And exactly, well, we are here 25, 30 years later, and we're still kicking strong, and we're still growing.
Absolutely. And I should say, you know, it's still a family company. You are more corporate. You have a receptionist now.
Exactly.
Because when I first started visiting you, you just walk in the door and that was it. All right, we'll continue talking Gurkha Cigars. Kaizad Hansodia. We've got Juan Lopez, Carlos Yacatarana. We'll talk about their new brands. We'll talk about their HMR, which is quite the expensive cigar that we will get to. Some of their new humidors, their ashtrays. As we continue front and center, the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, downtown Buffalo, Buffalo Riverworks. We will continue front and center.
To smoke the same cigars the General does during the show? See past cigar and libation selections anytime at CigarDave.com.
In the fertile fields of the Connecticut River Valley, there is still one cigar brand who grows their own Connecticut shade wrappers, Monte Cristo. Prized for its unique silky texture, this exquisite tobacco has now been used to craft a cigar worthy of its name, the Monte Cristo White Vintage Connecticut. Building on the legacy of the beloved Monte Cristo White Series, this excellent medium to full-bodied cigar is rich, flavorful, and complex. Crafted with only the finest vintage 2008 wrapper leaves, the Monte Cristo White Vintage Connecticut cigar has subtle notes of spices, vanilla, and hazelnuts. Packaged in a gorgeous handcrafted box, these exceptional cigars are available now at your local tobacconist. Pick up a Monte Cristo White Vintage today and experience the spirit of the valley.
Surgeon General warning. Cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat, even if you do not inhale.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
I am Larry.
Madrid.
Con sus amigas en la calle de Madrid.
La República.
Come
on. Fueron los Mister todo el mundo. Y esto es para todas las locas que vemos por ahí.
When your balls are made of titanium steel, there are many things you never have to worry about. Naggy dames, wussified betas, or playing with deflated balls. Your five-star global alpha male, Cigar Dave.
All right, we now need to head over to the Pooch Pit. Colonel Ange has been very busy. Colonel Ange, first up on the menu that you have provided to me, we have, wait, I will find it here. It is smoked and secured buffalo wings. By the way, I don't know if you saw the story that chicken wings now are highly in demand. There's a shortage. The price has doubled since the beginning of March. Unprecedented historical levels. They're pretty valuable now.
General, wings have gotten so expensive that now when I make my special wings, I have a special delivery box made up, and I'm going to have them brought up to you right now.
All right. We've got private. We've got an attaché case with handcuffs going to Private G.
Hold it, Pete. Got it.
He looks like a G-man, I got to tell you. So what are you bringing up here, Colonel Ange?
We're bringing the wings that were brined, they were rubbed, they were smoked, they were grilled, and they were hit with hot sauce. General, they're some of my finest merchandise. That's why they're coming up to you that way.
I was wondering why you gave me the key.
That's now, why you need the
now
key.
Now I know,
General.
Private G, you got to hold this for me right here with your other hand. All right, I'm going to have to get the... By the way, these handcuffs are going to come in handy with the harem later. All right.
He's got chores to do, General. You better let him loose.
They're not. There we go. We got it off. Got a little worried there. All right, perfect. So wait a minute. Do we need a combination for the attaché case? It's just going to open. Okay. Let's check this out. Wait a minute. Let's display this. We've got the Anchor Bar hot sauce right here. We've got the tongs. This is good. I want to make sure they're... By the way, I don't know if you heard about this, but China now is trying to make chicken wings. I'm not buying any chicken from China.
General, take a close look. I'm sure you'll see that those aren't Chinese wings.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me inspect. Yes, they're authentic buffalo wings.
Very good.
We're good. Now all we need is a plate. Hang on a second.
Hang on.
We need a plate somewhere.
Plates.
We'll get a plate. Here we go. We're going to have Kaizad. Actually, before I eat one, just to make sure they're safe, I'll have Kaizad, Juan, and Carlos for Burka's Cigar. Eat them first. But these are beautiful. Colonel Ange, I'll take a bite while we wait. Tell me about these. Oh. Colonel Ange, tell me about these.
General, it's a two-day process. We take them, we brine them in a special brine with apple cider. They spend the night. We get them out. They're hit with my special rub. They spend another night in the refrigerator. Uncover, get that skin nice and dry. I smoked them with oak chips and then put them on the grill and hit them with the wings.
I am getting that oakiness right now on the back of the pouch. That is fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, those of you that are attending the Alpha Pleasure Fest, bad news. 1 hour is now in the annals of history. Good news, we've got another hour of absolute alpha pleasure, and we will bring it to you front and center right around the corner. I am Cigar Dave, the General. Hour number 2 of the Cigar Dave Show from Buffalo River. The Alpha Pleasure Fest is next.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. Police say a 20-year-old Ohio man's been charged with murder in the death of a 32-year-old woman. Cops in Charlottesville, Virginia, say the man drove his car into a crowd of people leaving the afternoon demonstrations downtown. Some 40 people were injured all during the day as groups of white supremacists and counter-protesters clashed. President Trump said the hatred and division in America must come to an end.
We have to come together as Americans with love for our nation and true affection, really, and I say this so strongly, true affection for each other.
Two police officers aboard a helicopter assisting in surveilling the area were killed when their aircraft crashed near the city. No one on the ground was hurt. Governor Terry McAuliffe declared a state of emergency for Charlottesville. It's the latest confrontation in the city since it voted to remove a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from a downtown park. Members of the Senate Intelligence Committee want to interview President Trump's longtime secretary as part of their Russian probe.
Committee Chairman Senator Richard Burr says the committee has cast and will continue to cast what he calls a wide net in its probe of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. That's why he's calling Rona Graff to provide information to the committee. ABC News reports Graff was mentioned in the email chain that Donald Trump Jr. released about a meeting he held last year at Trump Tower with a Russian lawyer, as well as several other people. Graff has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but has worked at Trump Tower for more than 30 years, and often received and responded to emails on behalf of Donald Trump. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
A group of activists in kayaks took to the Potomac River Saturday to protest a proposed 3.5-mile Trans-Canada Eastern Panhandle expansion project that would cross underneath the waterway in western Maryland to carry natural gas into West Virginia. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My husband and I wanted to buy a new car, and we don't have very good credit rating, so the bank recommended Trinity, so we called them. And the people were very nice. They told us the best solution for our problems.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
Trinity consolidated our bills, got us a lower interest rate, and a much better monthly payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We feel much better now. Things are going pretty well. And since we've been with Trinity, our credit rating has really improved.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Ann, and we're debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
A man who lived through both world wars and survived the Auschwitz concentration camp has passed away. Israel Kristal was a month shy of his 114th birthday.
Kristal's grandson, Oren Kristal, said that in his long life he managed to accomplish a lot and that every year he lived was like a few years for somebody else. Kristal was born to an Orthodox Jewish family near the town of Zarnow in Poland. He survived World War II weighing only 37 kilograms, that's about 81 pounds, the only survivor of his large family. He later married another Holocaust survivor and moved with her to Israel in 1950, where he built a new family and a successful confectionery business. Oren said his grandfather gave no explanation to the secret for his incredible longevity. I'm Karen Chamas.
At the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow this afternoon, Kevin Kisner stands alone atop the leaderboard going into the fourth and final round on Sunday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Now a third insurance company says it will stop offering individual health insurance plans under the Affordable Care Act in Virginia.
Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield said Friday in a statement that its decision was based on the shrinking individual market and uncertainty in Washington. Anthem is also reducing its other plan offerings, and all the changes could affect around 200,000 people. Patrick Foss reporting.
Walmart having all sorts of promotions for the back-to-school season, but selling firearms is not one of them. The world's largest retailer says after thorough searching, it's determined without a doubt that the company was pranked when a photograph emerged on social media this week showing a sign reading, "Own the school year like a hero." The sign was perched on top of a gun case in a Walmart store. The investigation into the origin of the photo continues. You can get more news, read more analysis by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Center of operations at Buffalo River Works in beautiful downtown Buffalo, New York, USA. For your pleasure and convenience, the General has eliminated all enemies of pleasure within a 20-mile radius for today's show. As we make America great again, one cigar at a time. Lieutenants, stand up, be heard, as the global alpha male is continuing non-stop alpha male pleasure maneuvers. And now, the General, Cigar Dave.
As alpha males, we do not apologize for enjoying the good life. We do not apologize for working hard. We do not apologize for having fun. The enemies of pleasure are miserable people. We are not. Therefore, we are enjoying great delicacies, great libations, great cigars, and most importantly, great camaraderie today. Welcome back to the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water from my hometown, Buffalo, New York, Buffalo River Works in downtown Buffalo. We've got another great hour for you front and center. And we welcome you back. We've got an action-packed show hour. We're going to be tasting from, I think we've got six different distilleries. We've got Hamburg Brewing. We've got Goodrich Coffee. We're going to be making our way to Palmer Ranch and cattle, grass-fed beef. We've got a big hour of tasting up ahead. But before we begin, I just realized that when I conduct broadcast pleasure maneuvers from Command Center Alpha Humidor 1A back at in the Cigar City, I have something that stays in front of me all the time. And it goes wherever I go. So, Portuguese Princess Acting Puff Puff and Colleen, front and center, please. If you would come forward. I never leave without my balls of steel. So, front and center, we will have my balls and steel. Always handy. It's just a nice little token to have. Keeps you in good standing, so we will have those. Now, I've got a great story that I've got to share for you. As many of you know, I'm an aviator, I'm a pilot, love to fly, and I got this, Captain Eric and Captain Cy couldn't be with us, but I came up across this story that a, Kaizad, you ever been on Air India?
Yes.
Would you fly on Air India again?
No.
Okay. Air India flight 676 was en route from Mumbai to Calcutta last month, but was forced to divert because the crew was alarmed that the speed of the airplane, an Airbus A320, this is a big airplane, the speed was they couldn't get above 230 knots, and they normally cruise at around 500 knots. They were burning excessive fuel. They couldn't figure it out. They could only get to a cruising altitude of 24,000 feet instead of about 35,000 feet. Could not figure it out. Well, when the crew landed the plane, they forgot to pull up the landing gear after takeoff. They kept the landing gear down the entire flight. Now, you may be saying, well, General, why are you bringing this up? Who cares? But wait, there's more. The two pilots were both Danes. Female pilots on Air India forgot to pull up the landing gear. Could not resist. But that's, by the way, that has never, ever happened to me. After you take off, positive climb, gear up. Never happens. I'm not taking Air India, I can tell you that, especially with two. The question is, could they parallel park the airplane? That's the question. All right, let us do this. Where is Exo Tim? Exo Tim, I understand we've got some special guests here before I go back to Colonel Ange.
Absolutely. I told you that we are surrounded by every branch of the military, and we have a great, great friend of ours. We have a colonel from the U.S. Army, Colonel Kurt von Fricken.
Colonel Kurt, good to see you again. Welcome back.
I'm sorry, he's also with Philip Thompson, is also with him.
Phil, stand up, gentlemen. Great to have you here. Outstanding.
Thank you for what you guys do.
Kurt, you're not on active deployment, are you?
No, we were over in Niagara Falls drilling, and the higher-ups there said, come on over here and continue maneuvers over in Buffalo.
Well, remember, I'm a five-star. I take precedence. I outrank them.
That's right.
Well, great to have you with us, as always, and welcome. You got plenty of food, libations, cigars? Outstanding. Well, great to have you with us. And in just a few moments, we'll be rejoined by Kaizad Hansodia. We've got Carlos Yacatarano, Juan Lopez from Gurkha Cigar. We're going to continue with them. And by the way, Jim Dvorak, Tinderbox, you guys still have cigars to sell? Lots of cigars, lots of great deals. All right, before we do that, and then I'm going to venture out to start tasting some of the distilled spirits and our coffee from Goodrich and Hamburg Brewing. Let me go back to Colonel Ange. Colonel Ange, I think we've got something else that you have got on the pooch pit, if I'm not mistaken. It involves my Grandma Ida.
Yes, General, we have Grandma Ida's pastrami, which has been grilled. We made a Reuben sandwich. It's Grandma Ida's pastrami grilled with Swiss cheese, sauerkraut, and Russian dressing on rye bread.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Did you say Russian dressing?
Yes, General.
We've got a little problem with Russian dressing right now.
I understand.
We got problems with the Russians right now.
Yes, sir.
Colonel Ange, I believe this is subject to further investigation. Colonel Ange, would you please come up? I think we're going to have to testify. You're going to have to testify under oath. Let's get the chair up here. And in fact, I happen to know we've got a former FBI agent, Mike Lewicki. Colonel Ange, take the stand, please.
Yes, sir, General.
Russian dressing. This is a problem. Where is FBI agent Mike Lewicki? Where is he? FBI agent Mike, where are you? Come on up, Mike. Come on up. Come on up. Mike, will you raise your hands, please? No, raise both hands. You're clean. Got to make sure Mueller's not got a wire on him. You're clean. All right, Colonel Ange.
Yes, General.
Very important. Raise your right hand, please. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. So help me God.
Okay, good. Was there any Russian, and I remind you, you're under oath, was there any Russian interference in the cooking of Grandma Ida's pastrami?
Yes, General, I admit there was.
What was it?
The Russians had sent me an email saying that they had information that could destroy Grandma Ida's reputation, so I had to take the meeting.
And do we have the names of the Russians that you met with, that you colluded with?
General, I was only able to ascertain their first names.
What were they?
Boris and Natasha.
You think that Mueller wants to hear this?
I think he wants to know their full name.
I'll have to try and send an email and get another meeting, General.
All right.
Sorry.
Did the Russians offer any incriminating evidence on the Swiss cheese or the German sauerkraut?
Yes, General, they did. They told me, in accordance with the 1815 Treaty of Paris, if there was a conflict, the Swiss cheese would remain neutral.
Did the Russians modify Grandma Ida's pastrami recipe in any way, shape, or form?
No, General, they did not, but they strongly recommended that I serve it with a side of borscht.
Okay, I think it's clear. What do you think, FBI agent?
Well, borscht is good, so I think we're good to go.
Wait a minute. Don't you speak Russian?
I do.
Have you been investigated by Mueller? You could be a double agent. Get out of here. All right, Colonel Ange, nice job. So
Thank you. You
can serve me Grandma Ida's pastrami.
It's coming up, General.
Let's get it. We're going to try this. All right, and as we bring that up, let me bring back Kaizad, Juan, and Carlos. As we were talking about Gurkha, we got into the history of Gurkha cigars, but you also launched some other cigars at the Cigar Retailers Convention back in July in Vegas. So, Carlos, why don't you step up here in your turn?
Well, we had several new launches in Vegas this year, General, as you know. We obviously, the Master Select that we spoke about already. We had the Cabinet Selection in two sizes for the price-conscious consumer in a Connecticut shade and in an Habano wrapper. We also finally came out with a Blend Masters Cask that we've been working on for a couple of years now. That's a nice medium-bodied Habano wrapper. Comes in five sizes, three in glass tubes, two in regular shapes. And the Havana Legend, which is, again, it's a brand making a return to the staple of Gurkha, which was an older brand that we've re-blended and brought back to our portfolio.
And when Kaizad says that he changed the industry in terms of packaging and branding, there is nobody better in the industry, not just the cigar industry, probably any industry I've ever seen, than the creativity, the packaging, the boxes, the bands, the presentations. You see the ashtrays that are on the table. They're just off the charts. So, Kaizad, you didn't have a background, really, in packaging, just something that came to you?
Actually, I used to design watches for my father a long time ago because I was in the watch industry. So I had a little bit of design, but it was self-taught. And that's one of my fortes. I love packaging, so I always go into the extra level to create some of these things. And even now in the business, which I'm in, I don't handle sales in the company, but I do handle all the marketing and I do handle all the packaging and the new product lines that come out.
And there's also a big humidor. Is it on display here?
And I apologize, General. That is the one brand that I omitted from the new release. It's a culmination for the Cellar Reserve line, which is our workhorse. It's our top seller. And to honor that line, we came out with a special cigar, the Cellar 10-Year Anniversary, which comes in a limited edition humidor, 50 count.
And Juan, you're involved with the factory end of things, and now Gurkha, for the first time this year, purchased their own factory in Nicaragua, Caribbean American Tobacco. Let's talk about that.
It was a no-brainer for us as a company. I've known Kay for 21 years and Carlos for 17. And as tobacco merchants, which is what we're considered always, we always felt that our next natural move upwards as a company is to definitely get our own factory. So these guys at American Caribbeans, first year, about 7 years ago, they made about 100,000 cigars for us. This past year, they did 5.5 million. So it was a no-brainer for us to acquire that company and keep those guys doing what they do. So Carlos and I go down there. We play with the tobacco. We got some great blenders down there that help us out. And obviously with the finance of the man himself, it was a no-brainer, and I think it's only going to help us as a company moving forward to be able to have. Our biggest issue has always been that we're always on back order, and I hate that. As the leader of the sales staff of the team, I always get the same complaint. It was a natural thing. Listen, tobacco is a handmade product. It's grown in soil. It's not rubber. It's not plates. It's something that you have to take time. You know, you're talking about a couple hundred hands touch the tobacco before it becomes a cigar. So our biggest issue was always the back order. So now acquiring this factory, which, by the way, is going to be, I think, in about 6 months from now, Hasley's made another investment that we're going to remodel it and double the size of the factory already just because we need to. Our goal is to be able to roll about 8 to 9 million cigars out of that factory here in the next 2 years.
And, Carlos, you go down on a regular basis. And talking about the back order situation, when you joined Gurkha, what's it been, about 2 years now?
It'll be 3 years
in
October.
3 years, time flies. And one of the things you really addressed was because the cigars kept coming in and they were so popular, got into back orders, and you've really been able to straighten that out. I remember Kaizad, we talked about the Gurkha Shaggy, which is a great cigar. And it's so popular, always back ordered. But as soon as you got in, you were able to really get things straightened out on the production end and the inventory end, and there's a huge difference now. So when people want cigars, you're able to fulfill the orders.
Absolutely, General. When I joined the Gurkha team, I sat down with Juan, and again, Juan and I go back many years from the Taranio days. I sat down with Juan, and I said, "All right, Juan, you're the driving force of the company, so to speak, because you're out there on the road yourself. Tell me what can I do to make your job easier?" And his answer was, "Carlos, we left a couple million dollars on the table last year because of back orders," and I was just amazed at that figure that he did. So I went with Kaizad in our humidor. I said, let me see what our inventory looks like. We walked in, and I saw bare shelves inside our humidor. And Kaizad told me, "This is great. All the product comes in, and it goes right out." And I was, "Well, that's great. But what happens to the next order that comes in?" We're right back in the back order situation. So I began a systematic program of implementing, better forecasting, working more closely with the factories. And the acquisition of the factory is just a progression of that plan, so to speak, where we can now control even more of our production to secure our inventory so that we don't run into extended back order situations. We're always going to have some back orders. The goal is to get restocked within 30 days of us running out of product. If we run out of product, we've gone from a couple million dollars in back orders to last year we were about $250,000 of back order.
And I know that with the new factory now, the new blends that you can come out with and are working on is off the charts. Let's go to Colonel Ange and talk about Grandma Ida's pastrami with the Russian dressing. So tell me about the pastrami, because you put a little twist on my grandmother's recipe.
Yes, General, we did. We made it according to Grandma Ida's recipe. We went the straight route. We brined it. We desalinate, we rubbed it, we smoked it. The difference is that we grilled it and served it as a Reuben instead of a straight-up pastrami.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to brine?
I brined it for about 10 days, General. The process takes about 20 to 30 days. 10 days in the brine, you need a couple of days to desalinate. You definitely got to let it sit in the rub for at least 4 or 5 days. Then you take it out, you smoke it. You know what comes after the smoke, General? The Schwitz. We got to steam it.
You got to steam it a little bit.
We gave it the Schwitz, and now that we tapped it on the grill today for you.
And don't put it in a microwave oven. That will kill it.
Yeah.
Do not put it in a microwave.
Right.
All right. When we come back to the 2017 Cigar Day of Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water, Buffalo River Works in Buffalo, we'll begin sampling some of the great spirits. We've got Hamburg Brewing. We've got Goodrich Coffee. We've got 6 different distilleries. We've got a vineyard. And Western New York has had a huge, huge resurgence, just a big explosion in craft distilling. And we're going to go and sample a whole bunch of great spirits as we continue front and center from downtown Buffalo.
Download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, Kindle, and iOS so you can listen to the General anytime, anywhere. The Cigar Dave mobile app is presented by Diamond Crown. Search Cigar Dave in the App Store today.
In this difficult and challenging time, when the government is trying to outlaw premium cigars and take away the art form of enjoying a beautiful cigar, we decided to introduce our brand called Prohibition. This cigar is going to be the bootlegger's dream. A gorgeous cigar made in Esteli, Nicaragua, triple cap, using a broadleaf wrapper and a Mexican wrapper from the San Andreas Valley. It's got Nicaraguan tobaccos from the Nicaraguan valleys of Esteli and Jalapa. It's rich, it's complex. It's got some spice, some white pepper, and a ton of sweetness. Full of flavor, this cigar is one that you're going to want to enjoy, and you're going to bootleg. And that's why it's called Prohibition. Enjoy it. I promise you're going to love it.
As a cigar connoisseur, one of the pleasures that we derive is walking into our retailer's humidor and seeing the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. 9 years ago, I had the idea that I wanted to share great cigars with the cigar lieutenants. So, the Officers Club was born. Every month, you will receive three fantastic premium cigars direct to your door, shipped in a very dapper Officers Club customized Ziploc cigar pouch. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. No long-term contracts. You can cancel whenever you want. You enjoy great cigars right to your door. Names like Perdomo, Diamond Crown, Brick House, San Latano, Rocky Patel, Torano, CAO, Avo, Camacho, Greycliff, and many more. Join the Officers Club today. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and for $22.95, you'll get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Assured of many things. Plenty of cigars, libations, meat, the harem serving our every need, and of course, absolutely no wussified beta nanny state crybaby snowflakes who would know a good time if it hit him upside the head. Continuing alpha male good life pleasure maneuvers, your global alpha male, Cigar Dave.
And I have moved to the back of Buffalo River Works. And I've got John Russo Jr. here at Hamburg Brewing. I'm going to interrupt here. All right, John, good to see you, my friend.
Hey, Dave, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. You are busy back here, so let's do a little sampling. And we've got a very special beer that we will cap at the end that we've been working on for a while. So first up, let's do Game Time 550, which is WBEN's sister station, our station here in Buffalo, our affiliate. Their sports station, a lot of action yesterday on WGR. This is their new beer that they've just launched, and this is what, an American ale?
It's American Pale Ale, Dave.
How is that different from an Indian Pale Ale?
It's a little less alcohol content and a little less hoppy. So we've got some great hop aromas in here, though. A lot of citrus.
Yeah, very citrusy. Big time.
Very clean, easy drinking. You can have a ton of these, and you're not going to, you know, pass out early or anything.
Fantastic. Next up.
Okay. We did...
There it is in the growler. Bingo.
So we did something a little different, unique. It is a sour pale ale.
What is a sour pale ale?
So what we do is make a sour beer and blend a regular pale ale with it. So it's going to be very tart, very dry, but it's going to have some different flavors to it. Similar to the American pale ale, but that tartness is really going to, you know, kind of change everything for you. Something really unique.
It's tart, but it's got some sweetness on it, too.
Exactly. It was a good blend, as you guys say in the cigar world. It's a good blend. It's very well balanced.
Okay, next up?
And next up is going to be the General's beer.
This is the Bold Alpha Alpha Male Ale that John and I have been working on since last year. We've gone through umpteen iterations. And let's talk about this style. This is a very nice ale.
So this is also a very clean, easy drinking beer. It's got a little bit of a wheat base to it. There's malt, barley, and wheat. But we chose some different hops for this one that are new to the industry. Very also citrusy, but you're getting tropical aromas in there as well.
Perfect for the alpha male. Goes with your medium flavored cigar. Not overpowering, very balanced. A little bit of sweetness, a little bit of tang on the way back, but very, very pleasant. John Russo from Hamburg Brewing. I'll see you guys later this week.
Absolutely, yeah, we'll be here all week for you.
We'll continue front and center from Buffalo Riverworks, Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is a Cornelius and Anthony sampler, including the new Signore Sugars. This cigar is rich and decadent, with dense, sweet flavors and a long, creamy finish. The Cornelius and Anthony Signore Sugars uses Nicaraguan filler tobaccos, a U.S.-grown binder, and Mexican San Andreas wrapper. The Cigar Dave Officers Club Cornelius and Anthony Sampler is coming to your mailbox this month. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low...
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar, 275-5600, or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Adios, Rex Ryan. See you, Doug Whaley. Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out, Sammy Watkins. Cigar Dave is leading the Bills Mafia charge to make football great again.
And I can tell you one thing, the Bills are doing it the right way. I've never been more optimistic about the Bills in the last 15 years. If you direct your attention to the back of Buffalo River Works, I am here at Goodrich Coffee, Richard Budd, the official coffee of the Cigar Dave Show. Rich, I got to tell you something. The Alpha Espresso blend that we worked on, that we launched back in February at our Pleasure Fest down in Tampa, off the charts. Let's talk about that blend, because we spent a lot of time with some multi-country varieties.
Yeah, we spent, it was months we've been working on it. We had different blends from Nicaragua, African coffees, but we pinpointed it to just the right balance between a blend of Brazil and Peruvian coffees. Not too bitter, not too well-balanced, and it will taste really good.
Tastes great. And what I like, the Brazil gives a lot of smoothness. The Peruvian, just a little bit of that strength and that kick. So it is perfect. And by the way, Goodrich Coffee, you're out in Clarence, probably Western New York's hippest happening coffee house. And all the reviews on Yelp and on Google, 5 stars all the way. You've really created quite the place.
Yeah, that was all family members that...
That's a lot of them, because there are about 400 comments.
Yeah, so have a great staff. We've been in business for 10 years, so it's been a great ride so far.
And we've got Nitro Coffee today that we're sampling. What is Nitro Coffee?
So Nitro is, basically, we take coffee and we steep it in cold water for about 24 hours. Then we keg that, infuse it with some nitrogen gas, and it comes out of a stout beer tap. So we'll do that right now for you.
All right. So it almost looks, it's coffee, but it looks like a stout. That's plenty. We'll take a sip of that. Oh, that's good. There's no sugar or anything in there. It's fantastic. Very nice. And everybody that attended today received a bag of the Cigar Dave Alpha Espresso Roast from Goodrich Coffee in their bag. You will love the coffee. Richard, as always, we appreciate it from Goodrich Coffee. Let me move next door to another Central New York / Western New York distillery. We've got Teal Schlegel from Honey Eye Falls Distillery, central part of New York. Great to have you. We've got the Red Saw Rye Whiskey, and you've got Red Saw Bourbon Whiskey, and there's a couple other things you have as well.
Absolutely. So we're based in Honey Eye Falls, just outside of Rochester, and we have great rye whiskey and bourbon whiskey for you to try.
All right, let's try it. Let's do it. So this is the Rye Whiskey Red Saw. Very nice. Say cheers. Wow, that's got some nice sizzle to it on the way back. Very nice. That's definitely got the rye. You can feel that. Okay, and then next is the rye, the Red Straw Bourbon Whiskey. Yeah, different complexion. How long are these aged?
We're only 2 years old, and I like to emphasize the fact that we use locally sourced grain and our own distillate. So the spirit you just tried is 1 year, and when you come back and try it again, it should be even better.
Okay, next year we'll definitely try it again. And you also have some of the Devil's Bathtub Gin, which I will try afterwards. But how long has Honey Eye Distillery been around now?
About 2 years.
Okay, and can people take tours?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Yeah, we appreciate it. Honey Eye Distillery, we're going to move over to Southern Tier Distillery. We're going to go over to Ross Seeley. Ross, great to have you.
How's it going, Dave?
Outstanding. Now, let's talk about the lineup you've got here today that everybody sampled.
We actually have 4 whiskeys here today. We do have other product, but today, since it was a cigar thing, we figured we'd highlight our whiskeys. So.
Okay, let's give the lineup real quick.
All right, so we have a 50-50, which is 50% New York State corn and wheat. We have a 2X hopped IPA style whiskey, which is goes along with our sister company. And we take the wort from Southern Tier Brewing, oak it ourselves, dry hop it, and age it on our own hand-charred white oak staves. So it's kind of interesting.
All right, now you got the American whiskey, the smoked bourbon whiskey, which we had some last night. Give me a sample of that. I'm going to take a little sip. This is off the charts. Tell me about the smokiness component to it.
The smoke itself actually comes from 16% cherry wood smoked malt and 4% chocolate malt, like you would see in a porter or stout beer. And we distill that. It makes it to the barrel with that same flavor, believe it or not.
I think we've got a special libation that is... No, it's gone? Oh, it's there? Okay, very good. Let's talk about the libation.
So the The libation is Southern Tier Smoked Bourbon, Sweet Vermouth, Lazzaroni Maraschino Liquor, and a couple bitters. So it's a really neat way to highlight our smoked bourbon.
Well, since it's a special cocktail, I have to do a proper toast. Think positive, test negative. Wow, that is sweet.
Yeah, it's nice.
Smooth, outstanding. And also, your sister company is Southern Tier Brewing.
That's correct, yep.
So you got both right down. Where is Southern Tier located?
Down Lakewood, New York, right about a half mile from Chautauqua Lake.
Standing, I'm coming to visit. Excellent. All right, and let us move along. And joining us from Serto Brothers Distributing, we've got Jerome Nathan. And by the way, Peter Serto, who was a good friend for a long time, who helped us for many years on the Alpha Pleasure Fest, passed away a few months ago. He's a great guy. And so we're going to definitely do a toast to him today. But Jerome, let's talk about some of the wines that we're featuring today from Serto Brothers.
Most definitely. We have a whole line from Sonoma Valley, California. We start with Lake Sonoma Chardonnay from the Russian River Valley. We have Lake Sonoma Pinot Noir from Carneros. We have the Lake Sonoma Cabernet, and then a Dry Creek Valley Zinfandel.
Let's do the cab. I like a bold cab. And by the way, if you ever go to California, the vineyards and the wineries in Sonoma say that Sonoma makes wine, Napa makes auto parts. A little bit of an inside joke there. Wow, this is bold but very smooth. Goes down beautifully.
You get great Bing cherries, sour cherries, a little vanilla, and sweet baking spices. Really,
a little bit of the tannins, but not bad at all.
Not bad at all. That old adage, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
How much for a bottle of the Lake Sonoma cap?
Traditionally about $24.99. It's going to be on sale at the Global Group for $14.99.
By the way, everybody in their bag got a 20% off certificate from Global Group. We've got Jeff right here from Global Wine and Spirits. Jeff, we appreciate your participation. Everybody got a coupon, 20% off, so they can get all the great distilled spirits as well as the Lake Sonoma wine if they come and visit you. Where are the locations?
We got three locations, one up in the North Towns on Sheridan and Harlem, two in the South Towns, one in Blaisdell on McKinley, and the other one in Orchard Park on Southwestern. And we got everything that anybody needs. Come on in to see us. We have experts in every libation, wine, whatever you need.
All right. I'm going to move over to Lockhouse Distillery, Corey Moscato. Corey, how you doing? Good to see you again.
Likewise, Dave. Thanks for having us.
All right. You've got a bigger, better location now, right very close to Buffalo River Works. You've got three spirits that you've been sampling. What are we going to taste today? Give me one.
So today we're going to try our coffee liqueur. It's not your typical coffee liqueur. Kahlua, Van Gogh, Three Olives, all those other brands don't have any caffeine in them. For the same reason why that brand Four Loko got based illegal a couple years ago. A lot of young, irresponsible drinkers, very unlike ourselves, I'm sure, were getting hurt on it. So fortunately, there's a loophole that we're taking full advantage of, so there's a boatload of caffeine in this for all those morning commuters.
Give me a hit. Take one quick hit here. All right.
Good stuff.
Wow, coffee with that liqueur, got some sweetness, very pleasant.
It's great with medium body after dinner dessert, whether it's in a cocktail or on its own.
I tell you what, this would go great with the Havana Legend, the Gurkha Havana Legend, no doubt about it. Corey, as always, good to see you. We'll stop over and see you. All right, let me do this. Let me head back to Command Center Alpha, the main stage, because I believe that we've got Colonel Ange that has the next item on the menu. So, Colonel Ange, what do we have?
General, we have the Make America Great Again Alpha Espresso Steak, which is a 3-pound sirloin tip. Now, we rub that with the good, rich coffee, nitro, and we smoked it, we seared it, and the barbecue sauce also has the coffee in it. So you got a coffee blend barbecue sauce. That's from Palmer Meats, who is right now, as we speak, Nick has the sirloin tip on sale at the truck.
Where is Nick? Is Nick around? Nick, come on up real quick as we get ready to taste this. I'm not going to use a fork and knife. It's that tender. I'll take a taste. Give me the recipe, Colonel Ange, one more time.
Okay, the recipe, General, is we took that sirloin, we rubbed it with a coffee rub.
Fabulous.
We smoked it for about 2 hours, took it out of the smoke, we grilled it, seared it, hit it with the barbecue sauce, and that's what you got on your plate.
Mmm. Grass-fed, 100%, not grain-finished. What's the difference?
cutting out all that extra fat, no fillers, putting what the body deserves.
And you got to be careful because a lot of places say grass-fed, but then they finish it with grain, which defeats the purpose. You're 100% grass-fed. Where's your farm?
We're located in Boston, New York, very local, 20 minutes south.
Right near Lieutenant Gary. There you go. Locally owned, locally operated. And by the way, to my right, we have got Brutus the Bull, which is a grill, and there's smoke coming out of there. And he is an intact bull, by the way, after further inspection. But that is the coolest grill I have ever seen, and I will give you my address to send that to the Pleasure Palace, because I think I need one with the big antlers and everything.
You got it, General.
Outstanding. By the way, you got some deals you're over there going on, and you've got 1,000 pounds of meat in the Palmer Ranch and Cattle meat mobile, correct?
Absolutely. Place your order. We'll hold it till the end. You guys can come pick it up. We're doing the sirloin tip that Colonel Ange cooked up, $11.39 a pound. It's a general special.
Any tomahawk ribeyes?
We got tomahawks left. They're selling quick. So
tomahawk ribeyes, baby, the best. All right. By the way, Colonel Ange, I've got a gift for you. Come on up over here, Colonel Ange.
Come in, General.
I know. By the way, Private G gave you some interesting socks. Why don't we talk about those socks very quickly here?
General, Private G took a trip with his Uncle Mark and his Aunt Angie to Washington, D.C., and he was couldn't wait to get home because he says, Dad, I bought you something really special when I was down there. And what he brought me were these terrific socks that if you're in the front row, you can see them, huh? Donald Trump, that's from my son, Private G. Thank you, Gio.
Donald Trump, make America great again socks. And Colonel Ange,
yes,
I happen to see these. I had to buy them for you. Barbecue socks. It says, fire it up, you the man, which you are when it comes to barbecue and grilling maneuvers. So add that to your collection, Colonel Ange. All right, lieutenants, we will take a timeout. The final and concluding segment of this special edition, the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water edition, the Cigar Dave Show, sadly comes up next. We still have a couple of other spirits we're going to sample. We've got some more food. We'll wrap it up with the guys from Gurkha, and we will wrap it up right around the corner. Stand by.
Not sure what life.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX 9000.
The DRX 9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX 9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX 9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX 9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Now is the perfect time to hit the road with your brand new Coleman travel trailer. Play our Happy Camper Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, prizes, or a Coleman travel trailer. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a brand new travel trailer from Camping World of Reading. This pull trailer is loaded to the brim with fun amenities, microwave, plenty of sleeping room, and much more. And you won't need extended mirrors to see while you're towing or a big heavy hitch to tow it with. Drawings every Thursday at 8 p.m. Final drawing Thursday, August 31st, where you could win a Coleman travel trailer. Plus an assortment of camping accessories. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Camping and winning are both better at the river.
During the show, right from the app, as well as send me a text message and an email. We also put in a couple of bonus items. You can get a weather alert as well as an alarm clock. It is the brand new Cigar Dave mobile app. You can listen to the Cigar Dave Show anytime, any place, anywhere. Go right now to the iTunes Store or Google Play Store and download the brand new Cigar Dave mobile app.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes.
just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Nowhere to be found. As we listen to Glen Campbell, I'm not a big country music fan, but who doesn't like Rhinestone Cowboy? So Glen Campbell passed away this week, so we want to make mention of that. And also a guy that I knew actually personally when I was a student at Syracuse University, head coach Dick McPherson. Coach Mack would go to the varsity, would hang around all the students, was a great guy, very approachable, passed away at 86. Really turned around the Syracuse University program. So, Coach Mack, rest in peace. We will definitely, Syracuse community will definitely miss you. I want to do a special thanks before we wrap things up here in a few moments to all the great people that really helped us out. First of all, from our great affiliate, WBEN, Greg Reed, Tim Wenger, and Erica Taylor, their promotions manager and all the promotions crew. From Buffalo River Works, Sean Green, Becky Jones, and all the great crew here that catered our event today. The food was off the charts. From our great broadcast crew, I got to thank Sergeant Steve Versnick, Vinny Crolio, Jake Brodka, Larry Scheuer. Want to thank back at Master Control in the Cigar City of Tampa, Brian Allward, Carlos Viteri. And most importantly, want to thank all of you that attended. Record crowd. We sold it out 5 weeks in advance. We're not going to open up. You can see we're jammed. But to all of you that attend, a long-ass, snappy salute. Many, many thanks because you make this a phenomenal event. And also my great crew. You see them all in the Cigar Day crew shirts. You know them by name. They are the absolute best crew. Nobody else does what we do in the broadcasting business, in radio or television. Most broadcasters don't have the guts to come on in front of a live studio audience or a live audience. They hide in their little studios. We don't. We love the interaction with our listeners. So many thanks to all of you. I want to bring on very quickly here to sample a couple of more spirits. First up, I've got to bring on Andy Wegerson from Buffalo Distilling. And Andy, first of all, I got to thank you for the absolutely incredible hospitality you showed us a couple of nights. We had our crew dinner there. Fantastic. Good to see you again. What do you have for
them? Oh, we've got Buffalo Distilling Company's One Foot Cock Apple Brandy, made entirely from Smith Orchard apples right here in Buffalo, New York.
Standing. And by the way, you can say that on the air. So excellent. Very good. Very smooth. Take another sip. And you're located right on Seneca.
We are 860 Seneca near Smith and Larkinville by the Flying Bison Brewery.
Can't go wrong. Go to Buffalo Distilling. All the distillers we had here. And also want to bring in from Black Button Distilling in Rochester, Mike Ahern. Mike, great to have your participation.
Thank you very much. What we have here is our bourbon cream. It's made with four-grain bourbon, fresh cream, and caramel.
Off the charts.
Thank you very much. It's also a little gift bottle in most of your gift bags.
Did everybody enjoy the spirits and the wine and the beer today and the coffee? Off the charts. Gentlemen, I want to thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right, let's go out to XO Tim. We've got a number of people that have come from out of town. Let's try to get to as many as we can. Go ahead, XO Tim.
General, this is Bill Kelman. He is a veteran from Vietnam. He served in Vietnam from 68 to 70. And he's got something he'd like to present to you.
Outstanding.
Well, they're all cheering you, Bill. Turn around. V Vietnam, 1960.
All right, go ahead.
General, I'm a member of the Cigar Ambassadors, and we voted you an honorary membership, and I brought you this shirt today and a Cigar Ambassadors chip.
And I got a chip. I'll take that to the casino down the street.
It won't work.
Many thanks. Captain Paul, next up. Where are we?
General, I've got Scott here from Buffalo. He's got some interesting cigars for you.
Okay.
Yeah, Captain Dave, I got a box of cigars from my father who got them in the early 80s from his uncle. They're dated 1927, and we just opened them up at Cigars Smoker's Haven, and I'd like to give you two of them so you can enjoy them at your leisure.
I will do it on a special occasion. Many thanks. I know we've got somebody that's getting married. Where is he? Who's getting married? Somebody's getting married. Who's getting married coming up? Raise it right there. All right, do you have your prenuptial agreement signed? Not yet? Well, you better do it before you get married. Don't come crawling to me if you don't sign it. I'm telling you that right now. Next up, XO Tim, very quickly here, and let's bring up Butcher Dave and Colonel Ange with the pig.
We have, Eric Bienes, and he is retired Army National Guard, and he made something that he wanted to present to you.
Okay. Oh, many thanks.
Basically what this is my small business, and it's 100% American made by a 22-year disabled veteran. You'll see it online very soon. I have a Buffalo line coming with it. Like I said, 100% American made, and veterans, you're my number one priority.
All right, many thanks. Now, we've got somebody that's got a birthday here, and we've got somebody that came up from North Carolina. Where are you? Drove 11 hours. Stand up. North Carolina, let's get that mic over there, XO Tim.
Nice to be here, Dave.
You came from Asheville, North Carolina?
Asheville, North Carolina, yes.
You drove 11 hours to be here.
That's right.
Excellent. We've got somebody from Sitka, Alaska. Where are you? Somebody from Alaska I know is here. And also, wait, gentlemen in the back, great, stand up, because you've got a birthday, correct? Let's get a microphone back there, XO Tim. Captain Paul, whoever gets there first.
AR-15, that's a nice little cigar rest for you.
And every week on Twitter, you go ahead and you post a picture of your libation, your delicacy, and the Cigar Day mobile app as you listen.
Every Saturday.
We retweet it, so this is the guy right here. Paul, quick.
Long ashes, General.
Back at you. Happy birthday. Where are you from?
Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
And you drove up?
Yes, I did.
Great to have you here, and happy birthday.
Celebrating the big 4-0 with you.
Mazel tov to you. 4-0, baby.
You.
Excellent. It's all downhill from here. All right, what do we have here, Colonel Ange?
We have the fake news fish fry, General, as you can see.
Fake news, it's wrapped in the New York slime. There you go. Take a light. And is that perch?
That's perch from Lake Erie.
All right, next up.
I've got the meat right off the ribs of the pig, General.
The meat, hang on a second. Whoop, we're getting a little feedback. Let me take a bite.
Got some skin over there with the...
I got to tell you, it tastes a little different when you can actually see the pig being roasted on the skewer. Okay? You guys got too many microphones, I think. Next up, Captain Paul. Paul, quick.
General, I've got Matt from Hawaii.
Hi.
You came from Hawaii?
Yes, sir, I did. I listened to you for about 5 years, man.
You came to Hawaii for this?
I did.
Give that man a special... Let's give him an ashtray. What do you think? What is your name?
Aloha. My name's Matt.
Matt, aloha, and long ashes to you.
It's Matt.
Oh, Matt. I'm sorry, Matt. All right, we got to wrap. I am sad to say the 2017 Cigar Day of Alpha Pleasure Fest is now concluding. Are you all disappointed? I am too. I know everybody just had a collective sigh. However, I want to thank you all for attending. It was a magnificent event. Thanks to all of our great crew. Thanks to you. Thanks to the Tinderbox. Thanks to Hamburg Brewing. Thanks to Kaizad Hensodia, Juan Lopez, Carlos Yacaturano from Gurkha Cigars, Pomeranch and Cattle, our great crew, Cigar Dave the General, saying may our humidor always be full, may our cutter always be sharp, may our ash be extra, extra long, semper delectatio, always pleasure, long live the Alpha, make America great again. It has been a delight to come to you from my hometown of Buffalo, New York, for the 2017 Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. It was a bloody, violent, and deadly Saturday in Charlottesville, Virginia, as white supremacists clashed with counter-protesters during Saturday afternoon. One woman was killed when a car plowed into a crowd of demonstrators as they were dispersing. A 20-year-old man from Ohio was arrested, charged with murder. President Trump condemning the violence.
What is vital now is a swift restoration of law and order and the protection of innocent lives.
General Governor, that is, Terry McAuliffe, late Saturday afternoon said there was no place in Virginia for white supremacists or bigots. He declared a state of emergency in the city. Just hours after the car accident, a trooper, a state police helicopter, crashed near a home in Charlottesville. Two troopers on board were killed. No one on the ground was hurt. An investigation will be ongoing into the cause. President Trump warning North Korea this week that Pyongyang faces grave consequences if it attacks Guam. This after the North Korean government announced a detailed plan to launch a salvo of ballistic missiles toward the U.S. Pacific territory, which is a major military hub and home to a number of U.S. bombers. In New Jersey Friday, where he's spending time away from the White House, the president says his tough talk against North Korea reassures South Korea and Japan.
Certainly they feel more reassured with me than they do with other presidents from the past, because nobody's really done the job that they're supposed to be doing. And that's why we're at this horrible situation right now. And it is a very bad situation. It's a very dangerous situation. And it will not continue, that I can tell you.
Hundreds of protesters wearing white and chanting both in English and Spanish marched Saturday in Texas' first major protest against a border wall. They crossed the Rio Grande levee, where the president wants to build part of the first phase, hoping to persuade lawmakers who have yet to sign off on funding. News and analysis at townhall.com.
I'm sure that every one of you understands the importance of oral care to your overall health. There's no denying the connection. I'm also sure that many of you have a sensitive mouth or sensitive gums or painful canker sores or, sadly, maybe even chemo sores from cancer treatment. What you may not know is that your mouthwash, especially if it's one of the brands that burns, may be making things worse. You should try non-irritating, alcohol-free Closest Oral Rinse. That's C-L-O-S-Y-S. Closest is like first aid for your mouth. It's as gentle as water, but it helps relieve common but uncomfortable, even painful issues in your mouth. Unlike other mouthwashes, Closest is also pH balanced, which eliminates the burn and irritation. Try Closest Oral Rinse for sensitive mouth, gums, and canker sores for pain-free oral care. That's C-L-O-S-Y-S. Closest. Learn more about the gentle, effective oral rinse at Closest.com or get Closest today at Walgreens, CVS Health, and Walmart.
The search is on for a jogger who shoved a woman into the path of a London bus.
Britain's Metropolitan Police Force has said that a man arrested earlier this week has now been eliminated from the investigation. The 41-year-old American investment banker was apprehended on suspicion of causing grievous bodily harm. His lawyers later released a statement saying he wasn't involved and could prove he was in the United States at the time of the incident. The arrest came after police released surveillance footage showing a jogger in shorts and t-shirt banging into a pedestrian who tumbled in front of a double-decker bus. The bus swerved and then stopped to avoid hitting the woman. Police say inquiries continue to identify the jogger. Karen Shamas, London.
General Motors Maven Rental Car Service struck a deal to be the exclusive car-sharing provider for UCLA. Students at the Los Angeles University can rent one of 18 cars for just $5 an hour using the company's app, which is cheaper than Maven's usual rate of $8. More on these stories at townhall.com. The operator of a Houston home health agency has been sentenced to 75 years in prison for a $13 million Medicare fraud scheme.
A federal judge in Houston sentenced Maria Neva, the 53-year-old Sugarland, Texas woman, was co-owner with her husband and nursing director of Fiongo Home Health Care. Trial evidence showed Neva used the proceeds from fraudulent Medicare claims to pay kickbacks to patient recruiters for referring Medicare beneficiaries to her agency. So far, four other co-defendants have entered guilty pleas to charges arising from the federal probe. Patrick Foss reporting.
Northeastern Pennsylvania Philharmonic saying it's canceling the upcoming season because of financial problems. The 45-year-old orchestra will play one concert in October, then shut down while it figures out its next move. The orchestra ended last season with $235,000 in debts. They say it'll take a little over $1 million to produce the 2017-18 season. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Broadcasting from the number one news network in North America, it's the show for the next generation of Americans. It's Brian Kilmeade.
North Korea is assembling all the elements, and it's doing so very quickly to be able to land a nuke in the United States.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
The notion that we would launch a preemptive attack, thinking that we could wipe them out before they could strike, I think is foolhardy.
We need to make them believe that by getting one, he's actually going to guarantee the fall of his regime one way or another, and the Chinese need to believe that as well.
Our job tonight actually is to scare people to death on this subject.
The first shocking thing was President Trump's comments. They were thunderous, they were startling.
The president sounds like a North Korean leader.
I take exception to the president's comments. That kind of rhetoric, I'm not sure how it helps.
Our new president, I think, had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen.
Mitch McConnell refusing to take responsibility for his failures. I mean, and ditch Mitch. Let's just start with ditch Mitch.
America's solutions are discussed here.
Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. Big hour coming your way. Hemmer in about 15 minutes, but right now, from the New Jersey White House, I'll call it, the latest complex that the president, one of the complexes that the president owns, because they're rebuilding the West Wing, joining us there is Stephen Miller. You know, Stephen Miller, he is really shined last week, but his official title is Senior Policy Advisor and Speechwriter for President Trump. And, of course, more than likely penned that speech over in West Virginia. So we'll put the big three on hold just for you, Stephen, because I know your time is short. First off, did you write the West Virginia speech?
The president is responsible for the West Virginia speech and all of your guys' favorites. But I have a chance to be involved with him in the creative process, and it's really an amazing thing to witness. His extraordinary gift for understanding how to communicate with people.
Absolutely. Especially West Virginia, of course, had the big announcement of another shift from Democrat to Republican. Stephen, before we get involved in what the news of the day is, in the big picture, if you look at the money raised by Trump-Pence and the RNC, I understand, and if you see the special elections 4-for-4, and then you see another governor become a Republican while be elected as a Democrat, and that was announced last week, you would never know by following the media that it's actually the Republican Party that's on somewhat of a roll.
No, you're right. Look, the Republican Party is the hot commodity right now in politics, not just in America, but in the world because of President Trump, right? It's the exciting place to be. We're the reformers. We're the change agents. We're the folks talking about shaking up Washington, giving power back to everyday people, rather than the crusty old institutions of Washington that have failed us for so long. So you're right. This is the hot party right now, and it's because of Donald Trump.
And so far, there seems to be maybe some pushback from the establishment. In this case, Mitch McConnell, he's not working. I don't understand why not. He said he was going to. And listen, he was in here, did a great interview, had his book out. He could not wait to get involved. He thought there would be a Republican president. That was before the nomination process even started. But this is what he said yesterday about the people's criticism of him. Cut 42.
Part of the reason I think that the storyline is that we haven't done much is because, in part, the president and others have set these early timelines about things need to be done by a certain point. Our new president had, of course, not been in this line of work before, and I think had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the democratic process.
Is the president's newness to the job hurting the legislative process? Is he in too much of a rush?
The president is 100% correct when it comes to the need for Congress, be they Democrat or Republican members, to deliver for the American people. And members of Congress, I know, feel that way as well. So obviously we have enormous respect for the institution and for its leadership, but President Trump is a reformer. He's a change agent. This election was a rebellion against years of gridlock and special interest control in the city of Washington. And we're going to work with the Republican Congress to try to get the special interest out of politics and start passing the kind of legislation that people want.
Stephen, are you disappointed in that type of response from Mitch McConnell over in Kentucky?
Well, look, I don't want to make any news on the issue. I'll just underscore again that Donald Trump is completely correct. We need Congress to step up and pass the bills the American people care about. What are those? We're talking about repeal and replace Obamacare. We're talking about tax cuts. We're talking about border security. We're talking about infrastructure. These are the priorities of the American people, and we're going to work with Congress to get it done. We're going to work with Republican leaders to get it done. And we're not ever going to be, for one second, intimidated by the media and others who think that we're setting expectations too high.
All right. Very well said. You did not want to make news on this subject, but I can imagine what you really think. The president was giving a speech mostly about opioids, and we were able to get this soundbite from something that was not carried live. He seemed to look down during it, and it certainly made impact around the world. Cut one.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Was that something the whole administration was familiar with the president before he said that, that he was going to take a different tone towards this North Korean threat?
Of course, the administration is always briefed in on what the president's national security strategy is. But I just also want to take a step back, Brian, and talk for a second about what we inherited. We inherited years of a failed strategy with North Korea. Nobody would dispute that. Nobody would dispute that we've had a failed strategy with North Korea for many years that has left us with this situation. So, of course, the president is going to change our approach and our thinking towards the North Korean situation. It's because if you keep trying the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. And so the president is working with our allies, the national security community, to look at the situation with fresh eyes to see how we can make the world safer and the American people more secure.
So the president, a few weeks ago, got criticized, probably a couple of months ago, when he said some kind things to the about Kim Jong-un. People said, why is he being so nice? Well, people said, well, listen, the guy's a new guy. He comes on the scene. He has set himself some power. So he poured out some positive things that that he's done in order to assume power. Now, this time it's a change in approach. Is it because he wanted to match or is it because he wanted to communicate directly, do you think, to Kim Jong-un in a language and a translated language he understands? Or is that a message to China, who has so much control over North Korea?
Well, I don't think that if we try to explain the motivation and the thought process behind a deliberate strategy, then we're telegraphing too much what our strategic approach is. So I'm not going to do that. I don't think that's productive. As the president has always said, again, the mistakes we've made for many years is that we've been too explicit in telegraphing our strategy and our goals, and that undermines our security objectives. And I just want to be also very clear in saying, and of course you know this, Brian, that the strategies we've had on so many issues, national security, foreign policy, foreign wars, domestic security, jobs, manufacturing, et cetera, for years, healthcare obviously for years, have been wrong and misguided or poorly executed, poorly implemented, or haven't just delivered the results that the people have wanted. And this president campaigned against that record as a change agent for the American people. And that is what we are doing every single day, delivering the change that people voted for.
Gotcha. And finally, this was the exchange that people are still talking about last week between you and CNN's Jim Acosta.
This whole notion of, well, they could learn, you know, they have to learn English before they get to the United States. Are we just going to bring in people from Great Britain and Australia?
Jim, actually, I have to honestly say, I am shocked at your statement that you think that only people from Great Britain and Australia would know English. It's actually, it reveals your cosmopolitan bias to a shocking degree.
What was the president's reaction to your sparring, which seemed, instead of a CNN reporter, a CNN talk show host?
Well, the president, I think, is focused on trying to pass the RAISE Act into law, but I think that the whole incident, you know, you talk about cosmopolitan bias, I just think that the gets back to my earlier point. Everyday hardworking Americans want to have laws, whether it be on immigration or any other issue, that serves their interests. Everyday, ordinary, hardworking people. That's what the RAISE Act is about. That's what this administration is about. And we're going to work hard with our Republican leaders in Congress, our Republican members in Congress, and any Democrats who want to come on board to promote the agenda that we campaigned on and that the American people believe in.
Would you like to take the communications job?
I'd like to keep doing what I'm doing every day. I'm honored to have the chance to play a supporting role in my own small way in helping the President of the United States deliver the change that this country needs.
All right. Stephen Miller, the boundless, endless energy, and very eloquent in giving your side and getting the president's back. Stephen, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.
Senior policy advisor, speechwriter for President Trump, just joining us live. That's pretty cool. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls. I see the lines are jammed. We'll talk about some of those issues we discussed. Politics aplenty as the Kentucky Senator Majority Leader goes after the president for rushing too much with an agenda. North Korea, what are legitimate military options? And North Korea, the president comes out and takes matches bluster with bluster, and he gets pushback from American politicians. Is that out of bounds? For me, it is. I loved Fire and Fury. What about you? 1-866-408-7669.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? So many people I talk to are doing the tough job of running their own business, general manager of a major chain, say, I need talented men and talented women to help me out. Where do you go? You go to ZipRecruiter. You can post 100-plus jobs with just one click. Then you got that powerful technology efficiently matching the right person to the job that you need for the right position before anyone else. No more juggling emails or calls to your office. So be screened. Simply rate. Manage the candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. So find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified candidates and get immediate results. It's truly amazing. And right now, my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Brian. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Brian. One more time, if you want to post your job for free to get the right person for your company once and for all, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Brian. ZipRecruiter.com/Brian.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842.
In this town, news changes in an instant. It's my job to be on top of it all. The players, the pundits, the power brokers, everyone's got a stake, an agenda. I'm here to cut through the talking points and get to the heart of the issue. Laws, policies, key decisions that impact our lives need accurate, timely reporting. There's plenty of room for political opinion, but only one place for political news.
Don't miss Special Report with Brett Baer, weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. Most watched, most trusted.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Set in Boston at a bar of the same name, Cheers was an Emmy award-winning TV blockbuster showcasing the lives of regular people on both sides of the bar. The show first aired in 1982 and can be found on DVD.
You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
North Korea's response to that about hitting Guam with missiles is saber rattling. They are not going to do that because that would absolutely destroy North Korea as a country, as an entity, and the Chinese would not let that happen either. And it's unfortunate this rhetoric is going back. I think we should stay out of the rhetoric business with North Korea and stay measured in terms of what our response is.
I think we need to get their attention. I think we need to get everybody's attention. The general knows what's at stake, knows it's not going to be easy. But what's going to be easier? 5 years from now, is that going to be easier? It's going to be better? Or are they going to be more dug in? I mean, what's going to change? Michael Malice wrote a great book on the Kim Jong-un family. He knows a lot about this story. And he weighed in. He says there's a lot of stuff going on that just couldn't be correct or a bad translation. One of which was the fact that Kim Jong-un has actually said, I'm going to hit Guam. He's like, forget about that. Cut 10.
Well, I think this Guam story is something that has to be taken with a great deal of skepticism. From my understanding, it came from South Korean media. And South Korean media told us that Kim Jong-un's uncle was eaten by dogs. And that was later proven to be this false. So they're very sensationalistic about North Korea.
Yeah. He went on to say, if they have one shot, the one shot wouldn't be Guam, cut 11.
If you have one shot to take, you're not going to be taking it at Guam. You're going to be taking it at a major urban center.
Right.
So that is even more reason why I'm very skeptical about this. However, this is the reason they're in power. Kim Jong-il's philosophy was called Sungun, which means military first. So the entire basis of their ideology is our military comes first, and but for our military, we don't have food and we don't have government. So how do you convince a regime who operates under these assumptions, whose propaganda is based on these assumptions, to kind of de-escalate? It's almost impossible to figure out how to square this circle.
Yeah, they can. It's not going to be Guam. There's Hawaii, there's Alaska, and of course there's Guam, and there might be the West Coast, depending on how far you think those missiles go. But we have got confirmation that the Washington Post didn't get a leaked story that their president denies. Instead, they got a story that they wanted out there. Bill Hemmer joins us in studio, fresh off America's newsroom.
Nice to see you, brother. Nice to be back with you. It's been a couple weeks. How are you doing?
Good. And by the way, if you want to see a comprehensive look at what where these missiles could strike and where they go, you should post the opening of your show from 9 o'clock to 9:15 time 10. You went over everything that needs to, that where what is exactly at risk and where it could go and what they what they're capable of.
Time and distance.
So it's pretty comprehensive. So I have no problem. And Bill, you know, when it came to talking about Mika Brzezinski, I thought the president was shooting ridiculously. That Saturday morning when he went after the President Obama saying he spied on us, thought he hurt himself significantly. And I'll say it. But I have no problem with what he said yesterday. I think it was on the money. In fact, I thought if you take everything he said about his number one international challenge since he took office 7 months ago, he's been very measured. Even yesterday, in my humble opinion, he looked down in the middle and he said, fire and fury, that's alliteration. You don't just make that up. So I do think everyone was on the same page. In fact, we just talked to Stephen Miller. He indicated that they were all on the same page about this.
Interesting.
Do you have a problem with it?
No, I don't, and I'll explain why. First of all, in your first comment, appreciate that. You know, the distance that they believe an ICBM can travel, it's very important. The time for delivery, that's very important. What we don't know is whether or not they have the kind of missile capability that can re-enter the atmosphere, stay intact, and hit a target. And those are two really important things. So just when we consider all the components of this back and forth, I think, you know, your audience needs to understand that. We did not know that a 20-year-old American was in a coma for 16 months. So I would challenge our intelligence community and South Korea's and China's, you know, how much do they really know? So that's just one part of the story. The other idea about the whole comment that was given yesterday. I thought you had an interesting question with Sebastian Gorka today. Was that prepared? Did he talk to anybody about that statement? Was there some sort of collaboration? He did not show his hand on your program today, but you picked out what I picked out. And the president was at the table and he lifted up and he made those comments, but he glanced down at something on the table in front of him and repeated fire and fury and then added the word power. I think it was deliberate.
Yep.
It was direct. It was the intent that he was sending. Bill Richardson and others will say, you're over the top. Quit being so bombastic. Well, you don't know what Kim Jong-un interprets and understands. They released a Canadian Korean who had been held captive there earlier today. Has gotten very little attention. I mean, is that the first sign that the message from this White House has gotten through? It might be.
Yeah, it might be. A couple of things. I don't know what's going to make him tick, but it's all about what he responds to what we do. It's not really what American press thinks about what the president does, but he gets absolutely no leeway. I'm listening to in a matter of seconds, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Ben Cardin.
John McCain.
John McCain, the guy that called him the little kid, the little fat kid. Right? Was that a measured term that's going to make things better between two nations? They go after the president's comments, not the 35-year-old leader of a renegade hermit nation. And to me, that shows how poisoned this guy.
The same guy who's defied four presidents now?
Same family.
I mean, Bill Clinton tried to do a deal with him, you know, and North Korea made off with a lot of money. And what did they do with that cash? They built a nuclear program. So Clinton was duped. GW43 was duped. Barack Obama tried to change the situation. Nothing happened.
Right. And by the way, when we took our missiles out of Russia, we thought that was a move that shows trust with Russia. Russia took it as weakness. I can't judge how they're going to react to what we did.
Out of Eastern Europe.
Out of Eastern Europe. Yeah. So you can't. You have to look at a leader and see what they look at. Is that weakness or does that show confidence? Yeah. Ronald Reagan says this about Gaddafi. I find he's not only a barbarian, but he's flaky. He coined the nickname Mad Dog of the Middle East. Bill Clinton said it is pointless for the North Koreans to get a nuclear weapon. Because it would, if they ever use him, it would be the end of their country. Is that irresponsible rhetoric? Harry Truman was even more over the top to Japan. So why do these leaders get some leeway and this leader who's got this job 7 months gets none?
It's a great question to be considered, and we shall see what happens next because I believe the next move is on behalf of North Korea.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Join us Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 for Red and Beer Week.
Carl and I will be serving New Glory craft beer along with some of your local favorites.
That's right. Not only that, but food's going to be available, appetizers, and you can play pool while enjoying your suds.
That's Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 right next to Woody's.
Starts at 3 p.m. and goes to 7 p.m. Come on down and buy Ted and I a beer.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A grateful teenager from Alabama makes the Dean's List. Casey Bennett was in her home when she woke up and realized her house was on fire. She escaped with her 15-year-old son, Kenneth, and called the fire department. While the volunteer fire department battled the blaze, Casey and Kenneth went to a nearby gas station to get something to drink. Casey said her son told her he was looking at the firefighter's cooler before he left and realized they didn't have any water. So he spent his last $40 buying bottled water for the firefighters. Kenneth gave up all the money he had been saving for to take out his girlfriend. So when a local Facebook group found out what the selfless teenager had done, they all planned a special night for Kenneth, expenses paid. Thank you, Kenneth, for being such a wonderful young man. We're proud of you. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
I take exception to the president's comments because you got to be sure that you can do what you say you're going to do. In other words, the old walk softly but carry a big stick, Teddy Roosevelt's saying, which I think is something that should have applied, because all it's going to do is bring us closer to some kind of serious confrontation.
Well, that was Senator John McCain at a local Arizona radio station commenting on what the president said the leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. You know, expect fire and fury like the world has never seen if you continue on this path or if you hit us. Senator Lindsey Graham joins us right now, often shoulder to shoulder with John McCain around the world in all the world's hot spots. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
I appreciate you joining me from South Carolina. You're not in Washington, but John McCain weighed in from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised on his take about the president's words?
You know, John has his view of this, and I respect him tremendously. All I would say is that all the words for the last 30 years haven't worked. All the really smart people have failed miserably when it comes to North Korea. Republicans and Democrats have failed miserably. Now we're at a point where you can't kick the can down the road. Secretary Tillerson said that what President Trump was trying to do is just make it very real to North Korea and China, the unacceptable nature of their provocation. In that regard, I think he's accomplished his goal. The rhetoric. It's not about rhetoric to me. It's about action. The president has decided to stop North Korea from getting an ICBM with a nuclear weapon on top to hit America. He's rejected containment. I think that's where Obama was headed. He was going to let them get a nuclear weapon. They got one and a missile and just try to contain them. I don't feel comfortable with that strategy. So the president has taken containment off the table. North Korea continues to be provocative. And I think the president said as clear as he could say that we will not tolerate being threatened as a nation by North Korea. So there's two scenarios that lead to war. If they do hit Guam or any other American interest, including our allies, there'll be a massive response. Secondly, we would use military force as the last option to stop them from getting the ICBM with a nuclear weapon on top to hit the homeland. I think the president is right to pick homeland defense over regional stability. And if there's a war, it will be because North Korea chose war.
Is there any doubt, Senator Graham, that if China did not saw this as a major problem and a major threat, that they could easily take action, and one of which would be oil, and one of which they could threaten their own banks to stop doing deals with North Korea. And the way we could get their attention is to start adding additional missile defense into Japan, into South Korea, maybe even Taiwan. The more we increase a military presence, the angrier China gets because it's justifiable.
Well, here's what I would say about China. 90% of the North Korean economy is in the Chinese hands. Most of their fuel and food comes from China. We have two bad options. the first option is let them have a ICBM with a nuclear weapon on top that would hit America. I don't like the idea of trying to contain that threat. 50 years, 10 years from now, they'll have a hydrogen bomb and dozens of missiles. So he's not going to stop his nuclear buildup. So I don't like containment. I reject that. The second bad option is to preemptively go to war to stop it. That would be a horrendous war in the region. I don't like that option, but that would be my pick over containment. I want China to have two bad options. The first option is you got to deal with a nut job in your backyard, as unpleasant as that might be. You need to use the power over the North Korean economy to get the guy to quit threatening the United States, because the second option is a war in your backyard, and you don't want that.
That would get their attention. This weekend, 15-0, the Security Council, Nikki Haley did the wrangling, and they all vote for these sanctions. Senator Graham, are you optimistic that China will follow through and Russia will follow through with these sanctions? Not that they're the cure oil, but from knowing what they've done in the past, do you feel good about them following through now?
Only if they believe Donald Trump would use military force to stop the maturing of the ICBM program. I don't see a scenario where diplomacy works if the military option is not credible in the eyes of North Korea, China, and Russia.
I want you to hear what William Cohen, the former Secretary of Defense, said about a preemptive strike. Cut 26.
The notion that we would launch a preemptive attack, thinking that we could wipe them out before they could strike, I think is foolhardy. And that is one of the reasons why the military commanders have never, in my judgment, ever advocated that we take a preemptive military strike against the North Koreans.
Do you agree with that? And then what choice do we have? Wait to be hit?
He's in the containment mode. He's a fine man. I've known him for years. But for 20 or 30 years, that kind of thinking has gotten us to where we are today. We have done everything with North Korea, from sanction them, threaten them, send them food. We even sent Dennis Rodman. I can't believe that didn't work. Madeleine Albright danced with Kim Jong-un's father. That didn't work. So all the ideas in the past have not worked. And to those who say the military option's not viable, you're ensuring that the ICBM program in North Korea goes to maturity, and you're willing to live with this guy having a nuclear weapon and a missile to hit America. Donald Trump is not going to live in that world. This guy is 30-something years old. If somebody doesn't stop him, he can have hydrogen bombs and more missiles. So the nuclear option is terrible. The military option is a bad option, but it is better than allowing them to get a missile to hit the homeland. If you've got to pick between a war in the region and the American homeland, Donald Trump is going to pick the American homeland. General Mattis described what a war with North Korea would look like to stop their missile program. It would be very bad. It would be very costly to people in the region. It would end the regime. But these are the choices you have, because everybody before Donald Trump failed. There is no kicking the can down the road anymore. It is matured to a threat to the homeland. Donald Trump doesn't have the ability to kick the can down the road anymore.
You know, Senator, we're talking to Senator Lindsey Graham, of course, everybody knows that. But, Senator, my analogy is when Donald Trump took the job, he got a hand grenade and they pulled the pin. So it's just a matter of when it's going to explode. And although people aren't going to the point where they're blaming him, the fact that he came out and said expect fire and fury, which is very similar to shock and awe, very similar to when Ronald Reagan went after Gaddafi and said, and called him a flake. He went after him directly and personally, but something about Donald Trump drives people crazy. Do you think it's appropriate for Senator Dianne Feinstein to say it makes matters worse when he used that rhetoric that Chuck Schumer says we need be firm and deliberate with North Korea, but reckless rhetoric is not a strategy to keep America safe? President Ben Cardin said something very similar. What is going on here? Do they know this is a national crisis? Can you not run for office every day?
Here's what I would say to my friends, and I like them all, that everything you've tried and everything you've advocated has failed miserably. Bill Clinton failed miserably. Bush failed. Obama failed. Now it's up to Trump. And if you miscalculate Donald Trump, you do so at your peril. He has told me to my face that he's not going to allow North Korea to develop a missile with a nuclear weapon on top to hit America, that that's not going to be part of his legacy, that he wants diplomacy to work. Hats off to Nikki Haley and the administration for getting a 15-0 vote on additional sanctions, but sanctions will not work unless there's a credible threat of military force on the table. Everybody who's criticizing President Trump for his word choice are the same people who got us to where we are today. The bottom line is that this attitude that you can't talk about the military option because it's so severe has allowed Kim Jong-un to get a nuclear weapon arsenal, and he's very close to getting a missile that can hit America. The only way this stops is if somebody makes it stop. So all the words in the past didn't work. The rhetoric used by President Trump was direct. I think it will be understood by North Korea and hopefully China.
Right.
Donald Trump's not the problem here. This happened long before he got in office. This has been building up for 30 years. Whatever problems you have with President Trump, I can say this, that when it comes to North Korea, he's been more right than wrong, and he's not the problem. The problem is Kim Jong-un. If there's a war with North Korea, it will be because Kim Jong-un made us act, either by responding to an attack or having to stop a missile program that threatens the homeland. If there's a war, it will be because North Korea wanted one. And if there's a war, they're going to lose it in North Korea.
All right. And by the way, just for the record, here's what Ronald Reagan said about Gaddafi, his nemesis at the time. He says, "I find he's not only a barbarian, but he's flaky." He also coined the phrase "Mad Dog of the Middle East." This guy named Harry Truman, I believe he was president, said if they don't accept our terms, and accept our terms meaning Japan, they may expect a rain of ruin from the air. How dare he? And Bill Clinton said about North Korea, it is pointless for them to try to develop nuclear weapons because if they ever use them, it would be the end of their country. How dare he bring that up? For something about these past presidents, Republicans and Democrats, to say that and get the benefit of the doubt when the threat is even greater today than they faced or outside Truman, I just think that that's when you lose the rational middle people that aren't just buried in the way right and the way left. That's when people just say, my goodness, what's it going to take for this country to understand we're all one at some point?
We're one when it comes to North Korea.
Okay.
They're not going after Republicans. They're going after us as a nation. And here's the deal. I believe Donald Trump will do what's necessary. The military option is on the table. He prefers diplomacy, but he's not going to let North Korea get a missile to hit the homeland with a nuclear weapon on top. And he is dead set against that, and he's right to be that way. I stand behind him.
Right.
And it's not about words. It's about actions. And at the end of the day, Donald Trump's not the problem. It is North Korea. And I applaud the president for standing up to this threat, unlike other presidents, and going and be willing to do something about it. China better be listening. You miscalculate Donald Trump at your own peril.
Gotcha. I was struck by what Senator Mitch McConnell said at the Rotary Club in Kentucky. I hate to miss those speeches, but I did catch the highlights. Here's what he said when he's getting criticized a lot by getting nothing done over the last 200 days legislatively significant, especially over the big things like tax reform, infrastructure, and this thing called Obamacare repeal and replace. Cut 42.
Part of the reason I think that the storyline is that we haven't done much is because, in part, the president and others have set these early timelines about things need to be done by a certain point. Our new president had, of course, not been in this line of work before, and I think had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen in the democratic process.
Okay. I like Mitch, but for 8 years we've been saying we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's not like we made this up overnight. We have been working on repealing Obamacare all year. The idea put forward didn't pass. It was, in many ways, I think, an ill-conceived idea. I'm not moving on. I've got a bill to block grant all the money we'd spend on Obamacare back to the states and put the governors in charge and have 50 different solutions to health care rather than the Obamacare solution, which is a single-payer plan over time. So I'm not giving up. President Trump's not giving up. I'm going to introduce our bill with Senator Cassidy, and I hope we'll take it up when we get back in September. There's no way to sugarcoat this. The Republican Party promised for 8 years to repeal and replace Obamacare. We failed, and if we give up, shame on us.
I just don't think you can blame President Trump for rushing you. How can you blame him for rushing you?
This is ridiculous. For 8 years, it's like being hit by a slow-moving bus in Kansas. You can see the bus coming. So the bottom line is our bill did not test well. It was kind of Obamacare light, to be honest with you. I've got a dramatically different approach. This is a Republican approach. Take the money out of Washington, send it back home, and let states with all the flexibility we give them design health care systems that work for them. That's called federalism. The bottom line is we didn't fail because we didn't have enough time. We failed because we were not ready to solve the problem, and we didn't have the right idea. This should have been the first idea of a Republican, is to take the money and power out of Washington and send it back home. Unfortunately, it was our last idea, but we're going to take this idea up. And with President Trump's backing and Republican governors, I've got a very good feeling that we can get repeal and replace done with a block grant.
Well, now with that leadership of blaming other people, take responsibility for something. Senator, we're up against a break, but why aren't you guys in Washington? Why aren't you guys working? You're a workaholic by trade. Would you rather be in Washington with your colleagues trying to get something done?
To be honest with you, we should be having hearings about the block grant approach. We shouldn't have given up on health care. I hope to get the bill ready for prime time by next week. And push the system to have hearings and have a process like Senator McCain wanted. And he was right about the process. But we've got nobody to blame here but ourselves. This is not Donald Trump's fault. It passed the House. It failed in the Senate. We failed, and we need to try again. And I think we finally got the right approach.
Senator, thanks so much for your time. I know you get to hang out without a suit on and relax, but thanks so much for your quality time for our audience.
All right. Thanks, pal.
All right. Senator Lindsey Graham weighing in on the issues that matter most and making a lot of news in the process. Back with your phone calls, your comments on our Facebook page. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Holding our politicians' feet to the fire, no matter who they are. That's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, you've heard me talk about Super Beets. If not, you're going to want to listen to this offer. Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost circulation, energy, and stamina? They exist, and at the top of the list are beets. They're loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, for more stamina, without the crash of fake energy drinks. But I'm still not eating beets, period. That's why I'm excited about Super Beets, the delicious circulation superfood that I drink every day. You'll feel the boost of energy and stamina in as little as 20 minutes. It's guaranteed. Try the original berry or black cherry. I like them both. If you haven't tried it, now is time to do it. Only for the summer, you can try Super Beets for $5.95. Here's how. Call now and get a free box of Super Beets with 10 packets to try and feel the results, plus two free indicator strips that monitor the nitric oxide levels in your body. $5.95. You got to love the results. It's all guaranteed. So call 800-541-2516. That's 800-541-2516. Or go to briansbeets.com. That's briansbeets.com. Remember, it's guaranteed or your money back. Hey, did you know the statistics show that 1 in 5 female students will most likely be assaulted during their college careers? That's why it's so important that if you have a college student who will be returning to school, they are significantly prepared and are safe by carrying a Tiger Lady. Yep, you've heard me say the Tiger Lady is the revolutionary defense tool based on the nature's best defenders, a cat's retractable claws. Well, Tiger Lady is easy to use. It's lightweight and designed to collect DNA. Other defense products are heavy, need batteries, can backfire. Tiger Lady fits in your hand. And when you make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. Tiger Lady requires no training, safe to carry, and legal in all 50 states. Make sure your student packs the one essential item for safety when returning to school this year, a Tiger Lady. By going to TigerLady.com, order it. For a limited time, get a pack of four at savings of over 15%. Use promo code SAFETY for an additional 15% off by going to TigerLady.com. That's TigerLady.com. Find your fears with TigerLady.com by going to TigerLady.com. Remember to use promo code SAFETY to save 15%.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, August 18th, on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Redding Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, reddingkia.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Collision course with China. You're going to see us get really tough with China because I don't think China will behave necessarily in the way that Ambassador Haley wants them to behave. I think that they're going to come up short, and we're going to have to really go after China and their interest with Korea, but also their interest in the region. You're going to have to put significant geopolitical and economic pressure on China.
That is one of the best in the business, General Jack Keane, talking about this region on the whole and the challenge of North Korea and the president's remarks yesterday and the aftermath from that. People who are not political understand what the president did was strategically sound. Mark, listening on Freedom 970 in Portland. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Brian. Good morning. I agree with Trump's comment yesterday because I understand he wasn't talking to North Korea. He was talking to China.
Yep.
This is a negotiating technique. He's called them out face-to-face. He can't keep doing that. He has to try a new technique, and this is what he's done. And the way North Korea reacted to that statement just put a big exclamation point on what Trump said to China. I'd go one step further and say the best way to get China's attention is for the American public to step forward behind President Trump and ask Trump to start turning away Chinese merchant ships from U.S. ports.
I would say get the banks first. I would sanction the banks that are dealing with North Korea. We know exactly who they are, let alone the ones that are doing it and laundering the money there. So they could have done that. They didn't this time. That's where you go next. And then, of course, we start dealing. We're going to levy some trade sanctions on them for the dumping of intellectual goods on our property, in our country. We're going to do that. We put it on hold because of the North Korea crisis. We could double down on that and let them know there's a new sheriff in town who's not all talk. And I think we're getting to that point. Mark, thank you very much. It's just so sad that in times of an international crisis, we're still so many politicians are playing these political games, even though they're on vacation. Go to the BrianKilmeadShow.com. Order the podcast. First hour is free.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America. A country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A woman is dead and the suspected 20-year-old driver arrested after a car plows into a crowd of people during a protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, Saturday afternoon. The accident capped a day of violent and ugly protest between white nationalists and counter-protesters. It started Friday night. Some 40 people were injured in skirmishes, President Trump calling for restraint.
Above all else, we must remember this truth. No matter our color, creed, religion, or political party, we are all Americans first.
Later in the afternoon, two state troopers were killed when their helicopter